This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's primary day in New Hampshire, and Mitt Romney's in the lead.
There was one vote cast.
After midnight voting in two tiny towns, he's ahead of Ron Paul, 7-6, in a Republican race that Romney's expected to win. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live in Manchester.
Dave, polls show Mitt Romney's lead narrowing, but that he is still ahead by a wide margin. Here in the Granite State, approximately 56% of the voters are still making up their minds today on voting day.
I'm probably leaning toward Ron Paul at the moment.
I'm like 90% sure Huntsman.
The fierce fight for second is what has analysts and pollsters wondering who will get a much-needed bounce headed into South Carolina's primary, or is the field going to be a muddled mess of candidates splitting votes among themselves? Dave?
Courtney, can the FCC still police the airwaves at a time when content on the Internet and cable TV is not regulated? That's the issue as the Supreme Court hears arguments today. A federal appeals court decision threw out the FCC's regulation of indecent broadcast network TV material. Syria's president, defiant, about the deadly crackdown on an anti-government uprising. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
Bashar al-Assad is blaming the unrest in his country on a foreign conspiracy and says he'll have victory over them soon in a rare public address. He says he won't step down because his people still support him. He also says that he didn't give the order to fire on protesters. Last month, the UN said more than 5,000 civilians had been killed since the uprising began in March last year, Dave.
Emily, North Korea is issuing some pardons for convicts. A move appeared to be boosting the popularity of new leader Kim Jong-un. A little scare in the air for an American Airlines flight from Chicago to Boston.
The pilot came on and said that there was an engine failure and that he hoped everybody liked Albany.
Because Albany's where he made a safe emergency landing last night. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
One day it's nice out, the next it's miserable. As the weather keeps changing, your utility bills keep climbing higher and higher.
You can't control the weather, but you can control costs with a high-efficiency home comfort system from Lennox. Barker's Heating and Cooling serves the College Station area with quality Lennox products and the very best in service. Barker's offers free estimates on equipment replacements. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Introducing the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's the most technologically advanced Camry ever. With the available Entune multimedia system, you can access apps like iHeartRadio, which gives you more than 750 radio stations from around the country. The reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you? Learn more at toyota.com/Camry.
Be sure to obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road and traffic conditions. Not available on all models. Data charges may apply. See toyota.com/Entune for details.
Our news and your comments. WTAW.com gives you a chance to talk back. Click over and let us know. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Years of practice. Dedication in and out of the classroom. Stamina. Persistence. Sacrifice. It all leads to this moment. The road to the championship continues. Don't miss the 2012 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball first and second rounds March 17th and 19th. Hosted by Texas A&M University College Station at Reed Arena. For information, visit ncaa.com/tickets.
Texas Regional Eye Center would like to welcome Dr. William Riggs to our team. Dr. Riggs brings his years of experience and training in state-of-the-art techniques for helping you see clearly. From LASIK laser vision correction to advanced cataract surgery and the very best in general eye care, Dr. Riggs, Dr. Kaufman, Dr. Perkins, and Dr. Wethridge are ready to provide you with excellence in eye care. Call today, 774-0498, or visit us on the web at texasregionaleye.com.
It's the new year at Normandy Tractor with the largest Kubota rebates ever. Zero down payment, 0% financing, free delivery, trade-in opportunities, and a three-year warranty. You just can't go wrong at Normandy Tractor. Buy a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor now with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 cash or finance it for only $217 per month. Be sure to check out the new Kubota MX5100F. 52-horsepower tractor with Kubota front-end loader, only $18,795 or $263 a month. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find the biggest end-of-the-season inventory reduction sale on all Kubota riding lawnmowers. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, buy from Normandy Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Zwirneman Flooring, Hargrove Insurance, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these businesses that sponsor Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelly.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
WTAW News Time, 6:06, 43 degrees right now at the studios. Slight chance of showers this morning, but the rain's pretty much out of the area. Nothing significant on radar at this time. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this first look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Calvert man is dead following a crash south of Hearn Monday morning. 20-year-old Anthony Tostado was killed in the two-car wreck on Highway 6 in front of the Derek Scott Auto Park. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says Tostado's car crossed into the oncoming lane of the wet highway.
It was raining fairly hard at the time. It appears that Mr. Tostado's vehicle lost traction with the roadway.
The other driver, 62-year-old Martin Seweck from Kingwood, was not hurt. The crash closed the highway for more than 2 hours. College Station police are investigating the armed robbery of a food delivery driver. The man told police he was making a delivery in the 2300 block of Longmire about 10:45 Monday night when he was held up at gunpoint. The suspect is described as about a 5'6" Hispanic male or female with a high-pitched voice. The victim couldn't say for sure because the suspect was wearing a hooded sweatshirt. No one was injured. Texas A&M University is responding to the use of the 12th man by the Denver Broncos in Sunday's playoff game. Vice President for Marketing and Communications Jason Cook says that follows a parachuter landing in Mile High Stadium waving a 12th man flag.
There's many companies that didn't aggressively protect their brands, and brand names have become synonymous with everyday products now, whether it's Kleenex or Xerox or whatever. We believe that the 12th man is part of our DNA. It's woven into the fabric of who we are as Aggies. And the 12th man is about 85,000 people yelling their lungs out at Kyle Field on Saturday afternoons in the fall. We're going to do everything that we can to protect that symbolism and that mark.
Cook says not only is the 12th man licensed to A&M, but the university does have an agreement with the Seattle Seahawks for limited use of the trademark. Friday the 13th was the best option for the state to replace equipment at the Brazos County Vehicle Tag Office. Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rose says that means they'll be closed.
We expect them to come in and change out all of this equipment in one day. They're going to be here first thing Friday morning, Friday the 13th. And so we will not be able to do any type of title transactions or motor vehicle registrations. And we need to make sure that the folks in Brazos County know that if they've got something, if they have a title that needs to be transferred to keep from paying penalties for late transfer or any important business, we need you to come in before Friday of this week.
Rose says basic vehicle registration renewals can be done at local HEB and Kroger stores, plus you can do them online. The voter registration and property tax offices will be open Friday for regular business. An Austin advocacy group says it's concerned about the medical care Texas prisoners receive, and it could be costing you and me money.
According to Scott Medlock, director of the Prisoners' Rights Program with the Texas Civil Rights Project, the care prisoners receive is astounding.
We've had people write in that they had a simple infection that didn't get treated. They didn't get the antibiotics. The infection got worse. They ended up having to have a limb amputated.
Medlock says many prisoners have conditions that could be treated cheaply if that treatment came early. When that doesn't happen, he says treatment becomes more expensive, and as usual, Texas taxpayers have to foot the bill. In Austin, Perry Watson, TSN News.
BP used the very public stage of Monday's national championship game to tout their cleanup efforts along the Gulf Coast since the massive spill in 2010. A commercial aired during the game talked about the time and money BP has spent to clean up the area. You can believe them or not, but Texas A&M oceanographer Steve DeMarco says it's true.
We didn't see much of anything, actually, in terms of anything directly related to the oil spill, and we covered a lot of ground.
DeMarco spent time researching the coast and says the cleanup has made a difference.
We didn't see much of anything in terms of residual from the oil spill in the coastal ocean.
11 people were killed in the initial explosion of the Deepwater Horizon well in April 2010. The resulting spill continued until July. WTAW News Time is coming up on 6:11, 43 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You are invited to the 11th annual Brazos Valley African American Museum Appreciation Banquet, Saturday, January 28th at the College Station Hilton. The event honors and publicly recognizes individuals who have made significant contributions to the museum and our community. Seating begins at 6:30, with the dinner and program beginning at 7. Table sponsorships are $500 and individual tickets are $50. Make your reservations today by calling 822-0469. That's 822-0469.
Are you looking for health insurance for your business? Brown & Company Insurance Services offers exactly what you need. Brown & Company will help you discover flexible, affordable programs and services for groups of all sizes. No matter how diverse your company needs may be, Brown & Company has a solution for you.
Obtain affordable group coverage for your business today. Contact me, Brian Brown, at Brown & Company Insurance Services for your free quote. 694-6900. Or on the web at bcins.net.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Clouds, they'll have the tendency to linger across the area today. Temperatures will be somewhere between 50 and 55 through the afternoon. Partly cloudy weather developing tonight, lows near 40. Now, tomorrow we're going to have a good deal of sunshine. That's going to allow for it to warm up a bit. Temperatures tomorrow afternoon close to 65. Tomorrow night it's partly cloudy. Lows will be 40 to 45. Partial sun Thursday, but not as warm. Highs only 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, the Alabama
lots
offense.
Of leftover cloudiness for today.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Really? Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
The
go
forecast
ahead,
so nice we played it twice.
Jittero. Didn't mean to interrupt you, Rob. Yeah.
When you hear Rob back-to-back, call now, and you'll win absolutely nothing.
Hey, Alabama offense did just enough to get them into field goal range 7 times, and they made 5 of them. Also tacked on a touchdown, of all things. And Alabama shuts out LSU 21-0. It's the first shutout in the history of any BCS bowl game, if you can imagine that. We'll hear from the winners, the Crimson Tide. We'll also talk a little bit of Aggie basketball, got high school basketball too, and A&M has themselves a new defensive coordinator. All that and more coming up in sports.
You know, I kept waiting for this game to be worth my time.
That's a good point.
And you're still waiting, aren't you?
I kept
waiting for Brent Musburger to call that LSU defensive back by his real name, you know?
Oh, I don't know. Tyron
Matthew. I kept waiting for, you know, the words Tyron Matthew to come out of his mouth.
See, Herb Street called him that the first time.
That
I heard.
But Musburger didn't know his name because he said Honey Badger about every eighth breath.
Well, he has to pick out a favorite.
Oh, that's right.
And because of that track record, I saw something that I've never seen before last night out of a television play-by-play announcer.
What's that?
And that is that he spotlighted, as he's calling the play, literally right before the snap of the ball, he spotlighted Tyron Matthew.
Yeah.
and said and basically made him the focal point of his play call.
Uh-huh.
And I've never heard that out of a play-by-play announcer, certainly not a television play-by-play announcer.
Yeah.
And a
because
defensive
most of the time
yeah.
a defensive guy exactly.
Yeah.
Most of the
right.
time the focus is on the offense because
right.
you're watching the ball.
And
the defense comes into play, you know, at a later moment. I mean, it's a split second thing, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Musburger has his way. He's going to call a game, and that's the way he does
well, he's
it.
Well, he's a pale, saggy old man. What are you going to do?
and they keep hiring.
I can say that because I've stood next to him.
So. Yeah, there you go. So, anyway, football game, Alabama wins. They're number one. They should be. And yada, yada, there you go.
I blocked his way once.
Did you?
Yeah, he's trying to get someplace, and I stood in front of him. I did it on purpose.
Oh,
yeah.
I drove him around town one day. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot where we went to eat. I think it was Tom's Barbecue back then.
Yeah.
But I drove him around.
At least he
town.
Knew the name of it, right?
Yeah. That's right. Well, I knew the name of it.
Yeah.
Whoa, Nelly.
Yeah.
The thing about this whole, and for people who don't know, there's this defensive back, and somebody went up on YouTube, right, and named him Honey Badger, and then
right.
it went viral from there.
No,
is that,
no, no,
that
no,
fair?
No, no.
All right.
No, it's just go to YouTube and Honey
right,
Badger, and that became the viral thing. Tyrann Mathieu had nothing to do with it.
The problem is, you know, this guy's going to have a life beyond football.
Yeah,
I mean, at
right.
some point, and being able to get your name out there wouldn't be a bad thing.
No, but you know,
but the fact is that what's his name?
Tyrann
Mathieu.
Yeah, you know, 7 years from now, when Tyrann Mathieu is trying to get a job because nothing else worked out,
that's right.
He's gonna wear a name badge that says, "Hi, my name is Honey Badger." I mean,
well, plus his name is both Tyrann and Mathieu are not spelled in the normal way.
Oh, okay.
So then you got Honey Badger.
And
so
I wish him good luck in anything he does, but
he'll probably play a little pro football. But you're right. After that, you know, when he has that interview at the computer firm,
we're working on that.
Yes, yes, yes. Mr. Billingsley, Honey Badger is here for his interview.
Because that'll work out nicely. That'll work out nicely.
Mr. Badger, Mr. Billingsley, we'll see you now.
Yeah. Hey, a New York State woman is working, she's working as a stripper to pay her.
Yeah, you gotta make ends meet.
Her legal bills.
We're gonna need help. Let me go get Medicaid.
Sometimes you gotta show your ends for making meat.
Because I didn't make enough to buy groceries.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah. So what are you gonna do?
It would definitely put our children at risk.
Yeah. See, and that's what we're
talking
about
here. It's all
about the kids. This is putting her children. She is dancing as a pay me a dollar at a time girl. to pay the legal bills in her custody battle over her 4-year-old son.
Uh-huh.
She says she is dancing to pay for justice. Yeah.
Oh, honey, justice has never looked so good.
Why don't you make a motion right here?
Yeah. Is that David Justice?
Sustained.
Yeah. Ain't no overruling going on here. Anyway.
No way you're in contempt, sweet thing.
Not at all. Nicole Montegello says that she posed in Playboy back in her college days.
Uh-huh.
What if you could Google that? And started...
Yeah, I want that on my search history.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do it, Scott. We'll come in and watch.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But she started dancing and shucking her duds after she lost custody of her son, Sal, way back in November. Now she says she's, quote, dancing to pay for justice, just to get my baby back. Yeah. Doesn't that warm your heart?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Tell you what.
It's almost busting right through my heart.
Yeah.
It brings a tear to my eye.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, maybe not.
Yeah.
Info.
Mason.
And when he graduates from Georgia Tech in 17 years, she'll be standing there in the front row going, "I'm so proud of you." I shut my duds for you, hon.
Don't forget it.
That's right.
Otherwise, Georgia Tech or Arkansas Tech?
Either, we're giving him the high road.
Are you looking for health insurance for your business? Brown & Company Insurance Services offers exactly what you need. Brown & Company will help you discover flexible, affordable programs and services for groups of all sizes. No matter how diverse your company needs may be, Brown & Company has a solution for you.
Obtain affordable group coverage for your business today. Contact me, Brian Brown, at Brown & Company Insurance Services for your free quote. 694-6900 or on the web at bcins.net.
619, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's January the 10th.
It is, and here we are working.
And happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
And, you know, today is United Nations Day.
Oh. Can we shut them down in honor?
Wouldn't that be so nice?
Kick them out?
Yeah, make them park in places like everybody else. Yeah. And also today is Peculiar People Day.
Another reason we're on the air.
Yeah,
we call that another day that ends in Y around Brian Broadcasting.
True. There you are. Okay.
There you go. We don't normally, talk about the departed on birthday day, but I think today's a special day here on the Infomaniacs because today would have been the 85th birthday of Giselle McKenzie.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. Giselle McKenzie's 80. Would have been 85 today. And if you don't know why Giselle is special to us, well, we're not telling you because you just don't listen year-round.
Keep listening.
I'll find it in a minute. We will.
Well, anyway.
Before we finish the birthday, we'll have it.
It's her 85th birthday today. Scott McKenzie, the singer, that's the one-hit wonder, San Francisco, right?
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
Flares in here?
Yeah, there you go. 73 years old today. Frank Sinatra Jr., 68.
Who will always only be.
He'll only be known for
being a kidnap victim.
Yeah. Well, although he was Frank's son and he did a little singing himself.
But
he got kidnapped.
Yeah. Well, and again, he's just Sinatra Jr.
Yeah, there you go.
Who kind of sounds like his dad. I mean, they're pretenders who sound more like his dad than he does.
That's right. He does look like his dad. I'm looking at a picture of him. He says as he gets older, he looks a lot like his dad.
And he's how old now?
67.
Okay.
68, excuse me.
Is he chasing around a 20-year-old like his daddy did at that age?
No, because he's only junior.
Yeah, there you go. Rod Stewart's birthday is today. He turns 67 years old. George Foreman, the two-time heavyweight champion, and made his money doing things other than boxing.
Well, you know, reinvented himself.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he really did. This guy, I believe he's about as good a commercial for America as anybody.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't even make that grill that y'all own. I mean, you know, he just lends his name to it.
Oh, well, he lends his name to a lot of appliances now. He's way beyond grills now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Oh, you got George Foreman and all sorts of appliances. Yeah. Pat Benatar, the singer, turns 59. Singer Sean Colvin, why do I know him? He's 56
years. It's a she.
Him. Why do I know her then?
She was a one-hit wonder in that. She had a one-hit wonder in the 90s.
Oh, you don't know much about her.
Evidently. I've just heard the name
But he knows he loves her. That may be all he needs to know.
Didn't know the gender. I just knew the name. William Sanderson, the actor, was in Newhart.
That's Larry.
That's Larry. That's right.
There you go.
He had his brother Daryl and his other brother Daryl.
He was also in Deadwood. He's 64 years old. And that's all I got for today.
He plays Scraggly pretty well.
Yeah. He was in Lonesome Dove as well.
Oh, was that right? Mm-hmm. Was he? Yeah. I'm embarrassed to say my computer is running so slowly this morning.
Is that right?
I couldn't even find it.
Well, it'll be up by Christmas time, won't it?
I've rebooted twice.
Yeah.
And it's,
yikes.
Like it's really not
if you don't know why Giselle's important to us, then you're not a regular.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Apparently, Michelle Obama didn't really want to move into the White House, and there were problems about how much money she wanted to spend on the White House and the extravagant lifestyle with their Alice in Wonderland parties. And she got cursed out by Robert Gibbs. Here's David Axelrod explaining it.
She was sometimes harder on her husband's team than he was, eventually urging him to replace them. And the tensions grew so severe that one top advisor erupted in a meeting in 2010 cursing the absent first lady. Jody Kantor talked to 33 people inside and around the White House. That incident is true, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and the context of it is important.
And now White House Chief of Staff William Daley is gone. Don't worry, chaos in the Republican Party. How about chaos just in the Obama White House?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop. Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We're borrowing again. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The credit cards came back out at the start of the holiday shopping season. The Federal Reserve reports consumer borrowing surged 10% in November. It was the biggest one-month percentage increase in a decade. Americans owe nearly $2.5 trillion in all forms of debt. If you're shopping for an electronic reading device, you might benefit from a price war. Barnes & Noble is offering discounts on its e-readers, but there are strings attached. The price of a Nook tablet drops by $50 to $199 for anyone who buys an electronic subscription to People magazine. If you take a one-year subscription to the New York Times electronic edition, you get a Nook Simple Touch reader for free, or a Nook Color e-reader for $99. When all of the numbers for 2011 are in, it's expected General Motors will reclaim the title of the world's number one seller of vehicles. GM slipped behind Toyota in 2008. Stock market futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
We thought a charging rhino would be an impressive metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax. But because our prices are small, marketing sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He represents the tiny price you'll pay after saving 20% on everything you can fit in one OfficeMax shopping bag. It's a big deal, but our tiny rhino is charging the bag anyway. And he's out cold. Look for the OfficeMax shopping bag in Sunday's paper. Offer ends Saturday. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer, but had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Hi, I'm here with Jill Handy, General Manager of Aggieland Fitness Dome.
Hi there.
Okay, so I have some friends. They were telling me about your indoor gymnasium. Tell me a little bit more.
Our gymnasium's awesome. We have a full court to play indoor basketball. 3 days a week, we drop down our ceiling suspended volleyball net and have full court volleyball. Plus, have you heard about our stairwell to nowhere?
Stairwell to nowhere? What's that?
When we designed our expansion, we thought of innovative ways to take your fitness to the next level. So we designed a stairwell to nowhere to run or walk up and down, and of course you'll sweat too.
Okay, so if I want to play basketball or volleyball or run the stairs, when's it open?
The same hours as the gym, Monday through Thursday, 5 a.m. to midnight, Friday, 5 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
All right, so what's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
You can stop by the Dome. It's the big round building off Highway 6. Take the Barron Road exit, or you can check out our website, AggielandFitness.com, or give us a call, 979-690-DOME. That's 690-3663.
Hey, good morning. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by the College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, know where to go. Visit csmedcenter.com. About 55 today, maybe a little bit of drizzle out there, but stuff's really not around any place right now. 39 for our low temperature tonight, sunny and 64 for tomorrow, and then we turn kind of breezy in the evening. We're talking 20 to 25 miles an hour with winds out of the north. 51 will be our high temperature with sunshine on Thursday. Probably a freeze on Thursday night around 28. Then we're back into the middle 50s on Friday and Saturday. So today at 55, and then tomorrow the warmest day of the week at about 65. Right now the winds are out of the west at 9. Humidity's 89%. We've got overcast skies, and it's 44.
If you do one thing for 15 minutes a day, you'll go a long way to keeping your mind and memory as sharp as can be. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
This is the year I eat right.
I quit smoking.
I lose weight.
This is the year, and it starts at Sam's Club. Count on Sam's Club for solutions for your resolutions.
I'll start with a free health screening.
Check cholesterol, blood pressure, glucose, and BMI January 14th from 11 to 3 in your club.
I got a personal plan to help me quit smoking.
Along with counseling and support from a Sam's Club pharmacist.
And I'm saving big.
On brands like Atkins, Ally,
and Nicoderm.
This year, it starts at
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Visit samsclub.com/healthyliving to see the tests available at your local club.
Congratulations, the job is yours.
It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
In order to keep your mind and memory sharp as you get older, you've probably heard the advice of doing crossword puzzles or playing chess.
But there seems to be an emerging consensus that even more than a particular activity, the real point is to spend about 15 minutes a day learning something new, challenging your brain.
Michael Gelb, author of the book Brain Power.
Doing something different, getting out of your habitual patterns of thought. That seems to be the real key, is to put yourself into what the Zen people call the beginner's mind, that open learner's mind.
Michael says the critical thing, according to the research, is to get oxygen to your brain.
How do you get oxygen to your brain? Well, it's delivered by blood. Your brain is 2% of your body's weight. It uses 20 to 25% of your body's oxygen. So if you're sedentary, if you're not exercising, if you're not moving the blood, getting it to the brain, you're not getting the oxygen there.
So regular exercise and keeping your mind challenged seem to be the best prescriptions.
They also discovered a lot of benefit from learning to play a musical instrument, learning a new language. Crossword puzzles are good, but here's the secret. You have to keep doing more and more challenging levels. If you just do the same level of crossword puzzle, the brain benefit isn't as strong.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 43 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers this morning, but it appears the rain is all but gone from the area. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Monday morning's rainfall was a contributing factor in a crash south of Hearn that killed a Calvert man. DPS trooper Jimmy Morgan says Highway 6 was closed for more than 2 hours in front of the Derek Scott Auto Park.
You know, I want the rain, obviously, but I want people to slow down and realize that 70 miles an hour is for a perfect ideal conditions, and obviously we don't have that today.
The victim, 20-year-old Anthony Tostado, was driving a car that crossed into the oncoming lane and struck another vehicle driven by 62-year-old Martin Seweck from Kingwood. He was not hurt. Sometimes just doing your job makes you vulnerable to crime. Such was the case Monday night for a food delivery driver in College Station. Police say the man was making a delivery about 10:45 in the 2300 block of Longmire when he was robbed at gunpoint. The victim told police the suspect was either an Hispanic male or female. He couldn't say for sure because the suspect was wearing a hooded sweatshirt and had a high-pitched voice. No one was hurt. Officials at Texas A&M have received nationwide reaction prior to kickoff of Sunday's Denver Broncos playoff game. Vice President of Marketing and Communications Jason Cook says they're addressing a parachutist flying into Mile High Stadium in Denver carrying a flag that had the 12th man written on it. That is, of course, a Texas A&M trademark.
Obviously, with 350,000 former students across the country, there's our best eyes and ears. We got a lot of reports about a potential infringement. Our first step when we receive a potential word of infringement is education. And through social media applications such as Twitter, you know, we were able to immediately claim ownership of the 12th man mark to tens of thousands of people.
Cook says the university doesn't want to dilute the 12th man, as has happened with other brand names. A&M has a contract with the Seattle Seahawks for limited use of the trademark, which Cook says provides additional proof of ownership. If you're planning to make a trip to the Brazos County Vehicle Registration Office this Friday, change your date or location. That's because the state is installing new equipment. Tax assessor collector Christy Rose says for those who have to renew their registration on Friday, you can do it online or just go to a local Kroger or HEB store.
They have to have that renewal from the state, and it can only be a current registration that's being renewed. They obviously can't do title transactions or anything like that. We have notified all of the dealerships in the county to let them know that we'll not be able to transact their business either. So anything that they need to get into us, they'll have to get in early, or they'll have to wait until next Tuesday because, of course, Monday is a holiday.
The Brazos County Property Tax and Voter Registration Offices are open on Friday. Texans used 5% more electricity in 2011 than the year before. Dottie Roark with the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, says a very hot summer played a big part.
A lot of it
was temperature extremes in the middle of the summer, as I'm sure everybody is aware of. We had probably a lot more air conditioners running during those high summer temperatures, and that reflects on that energy usage.
Another key reason was the increased population. The use of wind energy rose 1% in 2011 and now provides 8.5% of the energy for the state. The chairman of the Texas Workforce Commission is cautiously optimistic on the latest national jobs numbers.
Tom Pawkins says 200,000 jobs added in December is good news, but he's still concerned about the unemployment rate.
Still way too high at 8.5%, but there's some encouraging signs.
Pawkins says it's too early to know if it was merely seasonal jobs added. He says although Texas is doing better than most other areas, there is still an impact here.
Because no matter how well we do in Texas, if the pie is shrinking economically, at the national level, we're going to feel the effects.
Pawkins visited Lubbock, recognizing some of the region's top employers. In Lubbock, Matt Ernst, TSN News.
And if you watched Monday's national championship game, you may have seen a BP commercial the company bought promoting their cleanup efforts along the Gulf Coast. Steve DeMarco is a Texas A&M oceanographer who spent time researching the aftermath of the 2010 oil spill and says the company's claims appear to be true.
Water in the ocean and the surface waters on the continental shelf near the borders of Louisiana and Texas, we saw no residual effects and no chemical signature of that spill.
The Deepwater Horizon well caught fire and exploded in April of 2010. An oil spill that followed continued unabated until July. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 43 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Lots of leftover cloudiness for today, but we won't be seeing the type of storminess we had yesterday across parts of the state, especially our part. Temperatures 50 to 55. It'll become partly cloudy overnight, lows near 40. Sunshine for tomorrow. Temperatures are probably going to be near 65. It'll be partly cloudy and 40 to 45 tomorrow night. Looking ahead to Thursday, partial suns in the forecast. Highs on Thursday, 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Aggies have a new defensive coordinator, and Mark Schneider probably got a good look at the kind of defense that they'll be playing in the SEC West next year with the championship game last night that was the shutout, Alabama beating LSU 21-0. We'll talk about both of those stories. The AP final poll was voted on last night, and Alabama is number one. We'll talk about that in high school basketball. Lots of it tonight. All that and more coming up in sports.
You know, could there be any – it couldn't be a lot of things worse – in the world of sports, that is. Let's qualify it for that. Then being an LSU fan who got yourself like four seats on the 50-yard line.
Yeah.
You know.
And they only saw their team once
yeah.
up close.
Yeah. 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 And you get it, yeah. You
and
get
that was in the fourth quarter when you were already on Bourbon Street yeah. probably yeah. You, by then, right?
You keep hoping for an ROI, and it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, I guess – they sell beer there? I don't know if they do or not. I'm not sure.
At the Superdome?
Yeah. Pretty good chance.
Don't act like you don't know.
Yeah. Right. And I did a ball game there once, but I was working, so I couldn't.
Then I can say unequivocally they do sell.
Okay.
They
all
do
right.
sell
okay.
beer.
All right. That's
for all events.
That was my only trip to the Superdome.
They sold it for the 1999 Sugar Bowl.
Oh, well, there you go.
I know that. So.
Well, and the thing is it cheaper? And they did show one shot of Bourbon Street and and everybody seemed to be, or a lot of people seemed to be in shirt sleeves, so I guess the weather was nice and the rain hadn't gotten there yet.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And so, you know, there's no doubt that, I don't know, about About 4 minutes left in the third quarter, you hearing?
Hey, the party's out here. You know,
and because they, I'm sure there were bars that had the TV on,
oh, sure.
You know, that you wanted to duck in and see if your team was not sucking anymore, you could do that.
I'm sure you could have enjoyed a hurricane at Pat O'Brien's.
Yeah. What a horrible ball game. And I didn't care who won, just like to see it be evenly matched.
Yeah.
But anyway. Honey Badger did a great job.
I tried to my biggest problem, and let me say, I do believe those were the two best teams in college football that played last night. I'm not here to argue the merits of whether or not they should have played again for the national championship, because it's not an endorsement of the BCS system.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I had to do, because it was a rematch and because there was no excitement there to see that, I almost had to pretend that one of the teams was not who they were. You know, that
how did you do that? Did you close your eyes and think that they were Minnesota or what?
I colored my television screen.
Oh, okay.
I used a Sharpie.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, Jamie really liked that.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
Well, you couldn't have called LSU Oklahoma State, because Oklahoma State would have scored last night, I really think.
Yeah, I kept
they
watching
would have scored
that
against
going.
LSU. I don't know if they would have scored against Alabama.
I don't know. They
I kept watching that
Alabama.
Thing. Well, I think they run their offense about as well as anybody in the country. But still, you're right. And don't know that Oklahoma State could have stopped either one of those teams. But nonetheless, for those folks woulda, shoulda, coulda. Yeah.
You think Oklahoma State was sitting there watching, saying woulda, coulda?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I've seen.
No, they were saying, stinking Iowa State, man.
Well,
that's what they were saying.
That's what they were saying.
Stinking Iowa State.
What happened to us? That punter for LSU is an Australian dude.
Yeah.
And boy, I tell you, he's got a fluid motion. That guy extends his leg up about as high as anybody. I mean, very Ray Guy-ish, I thought. And I thought he was an outstanding punter. But they didn't have much else to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Scott's breaking down the mechanics.
I'm just saying.
Right.
If you're an LSU fan, what else you going to talk about?
I guess he was busy last night. How many punts did he
have? Yeah, no kidding. He probably was. Yeah. Anyway.
Enough
of that.
That was the old football game.
The Supremes. The Supremes talking about Texas yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, well, we got this.
Mean the guys in robes.
Yeah, those.
And the girl.
We got this problem with the state's congressional districts, you know. And we got courts all over the country looking at this thing, because there's some San Antonio judges who went ahead and drew something up, and of course it all started with the legislature drawing something up, and because Texas is one of 17 states that has mistreated minorities before, anytime we redistrict the map, we got to take it in and let somebody look at it,
mm-hmm.
because it's like we can't color within the lines all by ourselves.
Well,
yeah.
The Voting Rights Act, that clause in the Voting Rights Act is one of the most offensive pieces of legislation in U.S. history.
And I tell
you. Because it is, and when I say offensive, I know that is an overused term. It is offensive to the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah. And what's interesting is, you know, the Voting Rights Act was about to run out, and they extended it. And the president was George 43 Bush who extended it.
Well,
so.
But again, you can't, you know, if you're the president, if it passes, mm-hmm. what are you gonna do? You gonna veto it? Right. You gonna be that guy?
And Perry pretty much said as much over the weekend, going, you know, with friends like that, who needs enemies? But it as Texas changes, and again, what's interesting is, why can't we talk about the people who vote, not the people who live someplace? Because we end up, I mean, if we had a 45% voter turnout, that'd be stupendous. That would be front page news. And we don't.
Not close.
But what they do is they draw the lines based on where the people live. And actually, so you understand, at least as far as Texas is concerned, it's about Hispanics as far as minorities are concerned. But what they are doing is they are basically now trying to call this a coalition map, which means if you're anybody other than a white guy, quite honestly, then you're a group who needs to have your voice heard. And that's where, once you go slogging into this thing, how you're going to draw these maps up. And again, wouldn't it be nice if we could just put graph paper down and just do it that way? But we can't, because we have politicians. And so we gerrymander. And we have to do things that look like, I don't know, antlers to come up mm-hmm. with congressional districts. And we live in one, as a matter of fact. The second Texas House district that Brazos County is going to be a part of looks as much like an antler as anything else because it curves around and it's skinny in some places and wider in others. And that is all about politics, after all. Now, switching to Nationals, if you guys have anything else to say. But anyway, we'll go on to the Nationals.
No. You said gerrymander, and that's one of my favorite all-time
words. It is.
Words.
It's a great word.
Yeah.
Let's say that you're...
He was a great boxer.
Yeah.
Let's say that you're a...
He was a bleeder, though.
Yeah, he was. Say that you're a former governor of a northeastern state.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you running for president?
Yeah, and running for president again.
You got good hair?
Yeah, you got, well, you got a little gray at the temples.
Yeah.
And...
Do people have a problem with your religion?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? It's a religion. Oh, okay. Hey, I'm not the first to say it. So he's doing pretty well, and he's campaigning in an adjacent state that's holding its primary today, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Could you open your mouth and insert your foot any better than this quote yesterday?
It also means that if you don't like what they do, you can fire them. I like being able to fire people who provide services to me.
Do you hear the uncomfortable laughter there?
Oh, yeah. And then his follow-up.
A
weem away. A weem away.
At some point, his filter just dropped away once again.
Well, he heard what came out of his mouth, and he immediately.
Yeah.
It sounds like he starts trying to rephrase it.
Mitt Romney.
You can fire them. I like being able to fire people who provide services to me.
Exactly. Now, yes, he said that, but what he actually said was, I like to be able to fire people who provide services to me. If somebody doesn't give me the good service I need, I'm going to get somebody else to provide that service to me. I think everybody likes that, but ain't going to be the quote.
Yeah, yeah. Guess what's going to end up in a campaign commercial at some point?
Oh, yeah, because those were very unfortunate pauses before and after. You can edit that real easily.
Well, they could, yeah.
He just didn't.
Huh?
He phrased it real incorrectly.
Do what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not as bad as the three that I'd get rid of, but it's not,
but
not
it,
too good.
It's on par. It's on an elitist par with, I'll bet you $10,000.
Sure it is. Well, that and there's a, let me see if I can find this other quote, which another one that is, I'm not sure. Maybe he had brain freeze. And I understand he has to say a lot of words and he has to do it day after day after day after day. But sometimes, okay, he said when campaigning in South Carolina yesterday, Rick Perry slams him. Because he talked about, you know, I can remember a time when I had to worry about a pink slip. I mean, that is really what Mitt Romney said. So, of course, Perry goes on the attack there because he says, quote, I know what it's, this is what he said. I know what it's like worrying about whether or not you're going to get fired. There are times when I wondered whether I was going to get a pink slip. Perry says, I have no doubt that Mitt Romney was worried about pink slips, whether he was going to have enough of them to hand out because of his company, Bain Capital, with all the jobs that they killed. I'm sure he was worried he would run out of pink slips. So, I mean, two absolute brain locks in one day for Romney. And don't know how to explain it. I mean,
you got double-digit lead. Just hush up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Go to South Carolina and just, you know.
He's a millionaire, many times over. Don't be saying pink slip to somebody who might lose their job.
And don't bet $10,000.
No.
Not in this economy.
On anything. But anyway,
And don't talk about firing the help. Yeah. So there you go.
And I know. I'm sorry. We forgot to call him to make sure he was listening. Because I know he wanted our input on this.
Well, I'm sure he's probably gotten the input already.
I would think so. 648.
That wife probably told him.
Yeah.
So.
Folks everywhere know that FiberMax cotton means high yields, longer fiber, and remarkable quality. But what they might not know is that for cotton growers like me, FiberMax makes a global impact. You see, the cotton I raise right here is in demand by buyers
from mills worldwide, like me. Our mills specify the quality of FiberMax, and we come to America to secure it. So this season,
plant high-yielding FiberMax cotton from Bayer Crop Science and weave a global connection of quality that is pure FiberMax.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
January isn't exactly the time that most folks think about planting flowers. That's a shame, however, because there's some absolutely fabulous plants that fall by our wayside when we're hibernating until springtime. The best of the cool season color plants. I'll be back with details right after this message. Get one of the few remaining copies of my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar, the single publication that gives you all the details of when you need to do everything in your landscape and garden. More than 12,000 words telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It will keep you right on track of doing the right things at the right times. Save one-third on the calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Our magazine features Texas' finest gardening authorities writing about landscapes and gardens in Texas, your part of Texas. It's the best regional gardening magazine in America. You're going to save one-third on the calendar. You get the calendar, the full year of the magazine, and all that information, satisfaction guaranteed to every penny for just $38.95 plus $3 postage. But you need to call before we run out of calendars. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. When it comes to cool season color, pansies are the all-stars of all time in Texas. Fact is, they're so dependable over Texas winters that they have long ago become the best-selling annual flowers of the entire year, outselling all hot weather plants handily. Of course, we have a lot of different kinds of hot weather plants. We have only a few that do well in the cold weather, but pansies are certainly at the top of that list. We have lots of wonderful new varieties, smaller flowering violas that do very well for us. There's some wonderful plants in the pansy clan. Pinks come in all shades of red, rose, pink, white, and lavender. They're single or semi-double flowering sisters of carnations with the same clove-like aromas. Next to pansies, they're our most winter-hardy annual flower. They get their name because the petals look like they've been cut with pinking shears, not because of their color. Snapdragons are next on the list of winter hardiness. In fall, we might suggest dwarf types for bedding plant use, and they still can be planted in midwinter. However, if you want 18 to 20-inch snaps for cut flower gardens, set out the transplants in the next 3 or 4 weeks. Those are the main plants that we set out in the fall and enjoy over the entire winter and into early spring. Of course, the ornamental cabbage and kale plants also bring you a lot of great color, but they're not flowering, so we're not going to include them in this list. Petunias are sold all spring long, but veteran Texas gardeners know that the best petunias are those that are planted early as garden centers receive their first shipments. That'll happen in South Texas during January, in North Texas in February and early March. You want to choose the newer, smaller, multiple flowering types for the best and longest display. Sweet Alyssum is the finest really low border flower in shades of white, pink, rose, and orchid. Its mature blooming height is less than 3 inches, very fragrant, and a wonderful border plant. Larkspurs may be listed in seed catalogs as delphiniums, but the plain old reseeding larkspur is still the best in Texas. You want to collect seed from a neighbor's reseeding garden later this spring and let them establish among your other annuals and perennials. Stalks are heavy-headed snapdragon lookalikes. Their pink, orchid, rose, and white flowers are borne on stout spikes. Calendulas aren't used as often as they ought to be, but they're good cool-season plants that would be set out just a little bit later, as are nasturtiums from seed and foxgloves sold as digitalis. They're listed as biennials, but there are some wonderful annual types, an English daisy and Swiss chard. Oh, my. Good lesser-known shade trees in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
It's Tuesday morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a first look at sports this morning. It is 6:53. For a while, it looked like Alabama and LSU might just complete their eight quarters of football this year without a touchdown. That was until Bama's Trent Richardson got loose on a 34-yard run with 4:36 left to play in last night's BCS championship game in New Orleans.
The give, Trent up the middle, spins off, kicks it out left. He's going to go 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! 34 yards! Put the exclamation point on some unfinished business that I believe is now finished for the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Yeah, that sealed the deal for the Tide, their eighth all-time national football title and a third under Coach Nick Saban. Until then, it was like the first matchup, November the 5th, all field goals, except this time they were all from Alabama's Jeremy Shelley. Five of them in seven tries. Those 15 points plus the TD and Alabama shutout previously undefeated LSU 21-0, the first shutout in the history of any BCS bowl game. Returning Aggie players and new coach Kevin Sumlin must have watched the defensive battle as a scouting film last night. A&M will play both these teams next year in the SEC West. LSU at Kyle Field October the 20th and Alabama in Tuscaloosa November the 10th. Alabama quarterback A.J. McCarron was the offensive MVP for consistently guiding his team into field goal range before the TD run.
We knew coming into the game somebody else had to step up. Coach just gave me opportunity. When you got a group of receivers like I have, it makes your job easy as a quarterback. And you just got to put it in their area. They go up and make the plays for you. And they make you look like the hero. But, yeah, I mean, it all falls back on those guys and that offensive line for giving me enough time.
Courtney Upshaw was the defensive MVP for leading a unit that allowed LSU just five first downs, 92 total yards, and passed the 50 only one time. Nick Saban, the head coach.
I'm just so happy for our players and our team, my family and all of our fans and the University of Alabama that, you know, it really isn't about me. It's about all those folks. It's a lot bigger than that. LSU's got a great team. They've got a great team. And it really kind of too bad that there's two great teams in our league this year and in the same year.
The AP final vote was taken after the game last night. Alabama got 55 of the 60 first-place votes. One voter still voted LSU number one. And third-place Oklahoma State got four votes for the top spot. Oregon and Arkansas filled out the top five, giving the SEC three of the top five. Southern Cal, Stanford, Boise State, South Carolina, and Wisconsin were the second five. Baylor finished 13th, TCU 14th, Kansas State 15th, and Oklahoma 16th. The Houston Cougars were 18th and Georgia of the SEC, 19th in the final ranking. Despite their bowl win, A&M did not receive any mention from the AP media poll. They did get five votes from the Coaches USA Today poll. All 59 of those coaches, by the way, voted Alabama number one. Well, with his offensive staff now hired, Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin has filled in the key spot on his defensive staff by hiring University of South Florida's Mark Snyder to head up the Aggie defense. Snyder has been the DC for the Bulls the last two seasons, was previously for 5 years the head coach at Marshall. He resigned after the 2009 season. Before that, he was Jim Tressel's defensive coordinator at Ohio State for 4 years. While A&M has not confirmed any of Sumlin's hirings yet, Snyder's move was confirmed yesterday by USF head coach Skip Holtz. Lots of high school basketball tonight. Bryan plays Belton and Consol plays Harker Heights with the girls at home and the boys on the road. Flip that for Rutter versus Pflugerville Conley as the girls are on the road and the boys are at home. Aggie basketball versus Texas tomorrow with the men on the road at Austin at 8 o'clock and the women at home at Reed Arena tomorrow at 6 o'clock. The Aggie men are looking for their first Big 12 win of the year, and the Aggie women are hunting their ninth straight win over Texas. Coach Gary Blair says throw all those records out.
Any sport, any time you have a rivalry game, you're up for it. Back in my old days, it was Stephen F. Austin, Louisiana Tech, or Stephen F. Austin, Sam Houston State. And you just get up for those games. There's no words. You throw the records out the way. You throw the who's won how many in a row out the way, because it'll be a war. Bodies will be diving on the floor, hopefully, for loose balls, and kids will be taking it to the rack. And I'm looking forward to the game.
And that's tomorrow. And I had to look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville at 658. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Texas Regional Eye Center would like to welcome Dr. William Riggs to our team. Dr. Riggs brings his years of experience and training in state-of-the-art techniques for helping you see clearly.
From LASIK laser vision correction to advanced cataract surgery and the very best in general eye care, Dr. Riggs, Dr. Kaufman, Dr. Perkins, and Dr. Wetheridge are ready to provide you with excellence in eye care. Call today, 774-0498, or visit us on the web at texasregionaleye.com.
Hi, this is Debbie at Bottom Line Bookkeeping, and yes, we are offering refund anticipation loans. That means you can get money in as little as 24 hours. No need to call. Just stop by 3501 South Texas Suite 100 in Bryan.
An RIL is a loan secured by your tax refund and is offered by Republic Bank and Trust Company to qualifying applicants and is available to ERC and ERD customers. If approved for an RIL, finance charge and credit investigation fee will apply. RIL proceeds are available within 24 hours of IRS acceptance. A tax refund administration fee and other fees may apply for the ERC and ERD and will be deducted from the customer's tax refund. Visit your tax preparer to learn about all filing and product options, including obtaining your refund without a loan and no additional cost.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United
Roof. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
55 for a high today, 39 tonight, about 65 tomorrow with sunshine, and back down into the 50s for the balance of the week. By the way, Thursday night, probably have a freeze at 28. Right out, overcast skies and 44. What's going on in the news?
Coming up in the news, a fatal accident near Hearn kills a Calvert man. We'll tell you about a Texas A&M researcher's findings along the Texas Gulf Coast. Those stories more coming up.
WTAW, College Station, Bryan, it's 7 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They're voting in New Hampshire. He's a Mitt Romney guy.
I supported him in 08, and I just kind of continued that support to now.
Romney went into today's Republican primary with a big lead in the polls. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley, live in Manchester.
Dave, some candidates thumping hard today. Mitt Romney has no public events, but Newt Gingrich will be out campaigning at polling sites, which are already open.
The biggest story today is going to be how much Governor Romney falls short of any kind of reasonable expectation.
Rick Santorum will also be crisscrossing the state for votes, hoping to finish in the middle of the pack.
That's great. That'll show that we've got the momentum and that our grassroots effort is still on the rise.
It's unclear who may take second place. Ron Paul, John Huntsman, Newt Gingrich, and Rick Santorum are all still vying for a strong finish. Dave?
Courtney, it got a little ugly. Yeah! Last night in Manchester, protesters surrounded Rick Santorum and his family, leaving a rally, chanting shame and bigot. Police were there helping escort Santorum away. This is the man jailed in Florida, charged with plotting to attack crowded locations around Tampa.
The infidels, the Christians, the Jews, the pagans, the Hindus, the Buddhists, and the atheists, they're the worst of creation.
Sami Osmakak is a Muslim, naturalized American citizen born in Kosovo, caught in a sting operation, accused of buying what he thought were bombs and guns from an undercover agent. He faces up to life in prison. Opening arguments today in a billion-dollar case from Texas against the company Johnson & Johnson, accusing Johnson & Johnson of overstating the safety of an antipsychotic drug, influencing its use in the state's Medicaid program. The tide rolls to the title. Alabama shuts out LSU on ESPN to win college football's national championship. Coach Nick Saban calls it...
Great team win. Every guy here, every fan...
This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Lower costs. For business owners and managers, those two words represent a big help. Want to hear two words that can get you there? Sam's Club, where you'll always find terrific values for your business. See for yourself with a free cost comparison the morning of January 10th or 11th. No gimmicks, just bring your recent business invoices from another supplier. It's that easy, and the results will leave you saying three words. Sign me up. See Club for details. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
I'm a teacher, and my kids keep me going all day. My feet needed help. I was using a gel insole when I heard about the ProFoot 2-Ounce Miracle Insole.
Only the 2-Ounce Miracle is made with custom-forming VitaFoam to keep your feet steady and comfortable. The 2-Ounce Miracle Insoles conform to the unique shape of your feet, just like custom orthotics. Plus, they cushion and support your feet for amazing comfort.
The lightweight 2-Ounce Miracle Insoles really help my feet.
Try the ProFoot 2-Ounce Miracle Insole, available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and other fine stores.
Pay attention. Subway is changing the game when it comes to eating better with lots of big flavor, low-fat favorites. Don't believe me? Take it from the big guys.
I'm Michael Phelps.
I'm Nastia Lucan.
Jared here.
At Subway,
there's something for everyone.
Even great low-fat options.
And so many.
Find your big flavor, low-fat favorite today. From the protein-packed Subway Club to the tasty turkey breast and savory sweet onion chicken teriyaki. On your favorite freshly baked bread, loaded up with the delicious veggies you love. all less than 5 grams of fat each and part of a Subway Fresh Fit meal.
Make it the way you want.
That's tasty.
Really tasty.
All around delicious.
And it's low fat.
This raises the bar.
Dive in.
Only at Subway.
Subway. Eat fresh.
Subway Fresh Fit is not a diet program. Fat content refers to regular 6-inch subs on white or 9-grain wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information.
This is David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our customers for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 30 years. CTWP offers a variety of manufacturers, and your investment is backed by the award-winning technical staff. Find out why thousands of Central Texas businesses call CTWP their copier company. For a free consultation, call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Hey, Brazos Valley, if you plan on making a resolution to get in shape this year, then check out AeroFit. The kind, professional staff will help you get on track to make you the healthiest you can be in 2012. But at Best of the Brazos for 9 years, AeroFit has so much to offer you and your family. In addition to AeroFit's wonderful staff, AeroFit offers you the finest in fitness facilities, such as indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track, and volleyball. And now, with the addition of two new 24-hour express centers, AeroFit offers 4 locations to better serve you. You can't find this much exercise excitement anywhere else but AeroFit. Join now for only $19.99 per month. Check out all the fun exercise options AeroFit has to offer you. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
You know you're going to feel great. We're Total Fitness, AeroFit for life.
Oscar and Brad Beard, they own Intercom. They live here. They do. This is where they built their business, in Bryan College Station. And that's important because you have other places where you can buy windows that can increase the energy efficiency of your home. But, you know, if you're buying from some big box store that has subcontractors who come in from who knows where to install those windows and they're off and gone after that, you got to feel comfortable with that. The idea is that because Intercon is a hometown company and because they've been here for decades and they've got literally hundreds of satisfied customers and they make sure you are a satisfied customer, then Intercon is somebody that you can rely on to make sure that you get the job done and get it done right. If you know, and you probably do, what windows are not as efficient as others, especially when we have cold weather because that room will be a different temperature, understand that that exchange, that air exchange that's causing the problem happens all year long. So having energy-efficient windows can benefit you all year long. And you can do that by making a call to Intercon at 823-3639. They'll come out, they'll measure your windows, they'll give you an estimate, and they'll leave you alone. Never any high pressure because, again, Intercon is a home-owned company with quality service at a fair price. 823-3639, it's Intercon.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 43 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers in the forecast this morning, but most of the rain has already left the area. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Calvert man is dead following a crash south of Hearn Monday morning. 20-year-old Anthony Tostado was killed in the two-car wreck on Highway 6 in front of the Derek Scott Auto Park. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says Tostado's car crossed into the oncoming lane of the wet highway.
It was raining fairly hard at the time. It appears that Mr. Tostado's vehicle lost traction with the roadway.
The other driver, 62-year-old Martin Seweck from Kingwood, was not hurt. That crash closed Highway 6 for about 2 hours. College Station police are investigating the armed robbery of a food delivery driver. The man told police he was making a delivery in the 2300 block of Longmire about 10:45 Monday night when he was held up at gunpoint. The suspect is described as about a 5'6" Hispanic male or female with a high-pitched voice. The victim couldn't say for sure because the suspect was wearing a hooded sweatshirt. No one was injured. Texas A&M University is responding to the use of the 12th man by the Denver Broncos in Sunday's playoff game. Vice President for Marketing and Communications Jason Cook says it followed a parachuter landing in Mile High Stadium waving a 12th man flag.
There's many companies that didn't aggressively protect their brands, and brand names have become synonymous with everyday products now, whether it's Kleenex or Xerox or whatever. We believe that the 12th man is part of our DNA. It's woven into the fabric of who we are as Aggies. And the 12th man is about 85,000 people yelling their lungs out at Kyle Field on Saturday afternoons in the fall. We're going to do everything that we can to protect that symbolism and that mark.
Cook says not only is the 12th man licensed to A&M, but the university also has an agreement in place with the Seattle Seahawks for limited use of the trademark. Friday the 13th was the best option for the state to replace equipment at the Brazos County Vehicle Tag Office. Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rose says that means they'll be closed.
We expect them to come in and change out all of this equipment in one day. They're going to be here first thing Friday morning, Friday the 13th. And so we will not be able to do any type of title transactions or motor vehicle registrations. And we need to make sure that the folks in Brazos County know that if they've got something, if they have a title that needs to be transferred to keep from paying penalties for late transfer or any important business, we need you to come in before Friday of this week.
Rose says basic vehicle registrations and renewals can be done at local HEB and Kroger stores online. The voter registration and property tax offices will be open Friday for regular business. Twitter has invaded many aspects of our lives. Now it's coming to a Texas Senate committee.
Of course, lawmakers and staff have tweeted before, but this is the first time for a live tweet at a committee hearing. Stephen Polinsky is the director of the Texas Senate Committee on Business and Commerce.
So what we're going to be doing is every time a witness gets up, we're going to send out a tweet. And we're going to link that back to the website.
Tuesday's hearing will cover updates from the state's regulatory agencies and
a study charge on the drought and its effect on electricity.
To follow the live tweets, search hashtag B and C on Twitter. In Austin, Jude Lundley, TSN News.
And BP used the very public stage of Monday's national championship game to tout their cleanup efforts along the Texas Gulf Coast and Louisiana Gulf Coast since the massive spill in 2010. A commercial aired during the game talked about the time and money BP has spent to clean up the area. You can believe them or not, but Texas A&M oceanographer Steve DeMarco says it's true.
We didn't see much of anything, actually, in terms of anything directly related to the oil spill, and we covered a lot of ground.
DeMarco spent time researching the coast and says the cleanup has made a difference.
We didn't see much of anything in terms of residual from the oil spill in the coastal ocean.
11 people were killed in the initial explosion of the Deepwater Horizon well in April of 2010. The resulting spill continued until July. WTAW News Time is 7:11, 43 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening, so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Lots of leftover cloudiness for today, but we won't be seeing the type of storminess we had yesterday across parts of the state, especially our part. Temperatures 50 to 55. It'll become partly cloudy overnight, lows near 40. Sunshine for tomorrow. Temperatures are probably going to be near 65. It'll be partly cloudy and 40 to 45 tomorrow night. Looking ahead to Thursday, partial suns in the forecast. Highs on Thursday, 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We'll talk about the BCS championship game last night. Alabama shutting out LSU and another defensive struggle. High school basketball tonight. It's Tuesday, of course. And Aggie baseball season tickets have gone on sale. We'll tell you how you can buy them for the 40 home games that are scheduled at the new Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. We got that and more coming up in sports.
Guys, I have devastating news this morning.
I'm sitting
down. Everybody put your coffee down just for a moment. That's it.
Do we need to set the mood?
Interlock your fingers out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. Uh-huh. News from bankruptcy court.
Uh-oh.
Hostess Brands. That's right.
Oh, no.
Preparing to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection as soon as this week.
Wow.
Yeah. The makers of Twinkies.
Hostess Cupcakes.
And Hostess Cupcakes.
Ding
and
Dongs.
Wonder Bread.
Ho-hos.
Yeah. Yeah. The privately held company, which is in, do you know? I asked you twice.
Where are they?
Irving, Texas.
Oh, really?
How about that?
Oh, my old hometown.
Yeah. Employs about 19,000 people and carries more than $860 million in debt. But have you seen how much those things cost now? I mean...
No, I haven't, because I couldn't tell you when I last bought something.
Well, I know, but I mean, I went by them in the grocery-torium, I think during the holidays.
Yeah.
And I mean, so they had them on an end cap, and it was 10 for $10. I'm going, what? I mean, a package of Hostess cupcakes on special was $1 a piece.
So like for two?
Yeah, for two.
Oh, wow.
Well, okay,
that's two. A lot of money.
Yeah, for two.
I mean, wow. I'm remembering when I guess they cost a dime or a quarter or something like that. Of course, I'm old, but still.
And they probably cost more at the convenience stores because that's probably where most people buy them, at least adults, right? I don't buy a Hostess cupcake at the grocery store. In that sort of an impulse item you buy while you're,
yeah.
after you've gotten your gas and, you know. And
oh, here, I need to reward myself after paying too much for gas.
Right.
Let me go ahead and slam a couple of these really healthy cupcakes.
Yeah.
And after all, do you know anybody who eats one?
One cupcake?
Yeah. Because the package is open.
Yeah, then save the other
one
for later.
It's on the seat going, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all alone over here. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
You know, happiness is a warm Twinkie.
Oh, I understand. There's no doubt. I mean, and...
A warm Twinkie.
Yeah.
Well, if it stays on the seat long
well,
enough.
Well, you have to be careful, though, because, microwaving them doesn't change them in any way. It just makes them hotter. But you can't destroy a Twinkie. We know the folks in rice...
No. The roots and rice. What do you have?
No.
A microwave will destroy
it. Oh, will it? Okay.
Yeah, it'll make it explode, probably.
Yeah.
That,
you need to re-Google rice
okay,
Twinkie
we'll
project.
Do that sometime.
Yeah.
Now, and
it's doing nothing that will not affect the Twinkie.
That's right. Leaving it out for a month won't affect it.
And you folks who've been with us for a while know, in fact, that I got Tom and Chase, make your own Twinkie, which again, that may make a comeback now.
Mm-hmm.
Make your own Twinkie, baking kits.
I only knew where that kit was.
Well, yeah. Sure.
No, I know where it is.
Okay.
I gave it to a grandchild.
Did you?
I think they made Twinkies just last year sometime.
One of you, I don't remember which one. It was about as solid as a doorstop. I mean,
that was Chase.
Just pretty much sticking under the door, and it was fine.
I made a much superior
Twinkie. No, I remember that each of them had their own positive attributes, but.
Yeah, and negative.
Yeah, there were others.
I think Chase even conceded the Twinkie contest.
I don't remember
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So. Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now this can be reported. We can give you a clarification. I don't know if you remember that we had talked to you about a new Girl Scout cookie flavor that was coming out.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, but I was feverishly searching for this while we were talking about Twinkies, and now that I found it, I've got to play it.
Okay, well, let me take a call first, and then
we
will.
Right?
Caller.
Didn't we try deep-frying Twinkies?
Well, yeah, well, matter of fact, we did, yeah. And that, you know what? That's nasty.
That was bad.
Just nasty. All right, go.
Silly customer, you cannot hurt a Twinkie.
Very nice. What is that part? Something customer? What is that?
Silly customer.
Silly customer. Hit it again.
Silly customer, you cannot hurt a Twinkie.
That's Apu from The Simpsons.
Yes, it is.
So if nothing else, I just brought a smile to Jay Sokol and Clip Howard's faces.
And if you remember, you know, they had a pretty good thing going with Twinkies.
Yeah.
And then they decided to start messing with them. Remember when they made them pink and put coconut on the outside?
Those are snowballs.
No. They had things that looked like Twinkies. They did.
They were Twinkie shaped?
Yeah.
They weren't snowballs.
Yeah.
Though.
No, they weren't snowballs. I know snowballs.
Well, those were coconut and pink.
You know, if you ever had to eat a snowball quickly, there wouldn't be any way. Because that mushroom fights back. Well, it does. It fights back.
You mean the marshmallow?
Yeah. Well,
see,
yeah,
you said
right.
Mushroom.
I did.
I don't think we don't want a coconut-covered mushroom.
You talk about an El Wamboa moment. Well, I mean, trying to eat one of those things.
You putting coconut on your mushrooms, somebody's going to ask you to take a test.
Yeah, no, that's it. But anyway, so the bottom line is, dang. Hostess, and they used to be called Interstate Bakeries a long time ago, but privately held company filing for bankruptcy as early as this week.
Yeah. Speaking of snowball, remember we threw a snowball off the balcony one time. Remember?
I think we tried to, down into the parking lot, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
People who run this building are so glad we've grown up.
Is it any wonder the tenants are moving out?
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with the building. It's everything to do with us.
The boys are on the top floor. We don't use that as anything to...
That's it. Well, we're cutting the lease.
Yeah, well, they've caged us in now.
Yeah, they have. That's true. Yeah, they put wire around that, so we should be safe. Okay, now, 719. I had a deal where one of the lights in my house burned out, and it was the light over the sink in the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
And it's a recessed light. You know, it's one of those deals. And so, you know, I'm lazy. Mm-hmm. I don't have any extras anyplace. So I go to another part of the house. Now, this light has burned out before, and the last time it burned out, I put a CFL in there that kind of looks like a floodlight, you know, if you've seen what those things look like. And so that's fine, so it worked. Well, okay, so now I'm too lazy to go out and actually buy another bulb, and so I go to another part of the house that we don't use very much, and I took one of those out and brought it in.
Well, no, I'm just laughing because I've done the same thing.
Okay.
You start prioritizing your lights.
Yeah, going, I don't need that one.
Yeah, which is the least needed light in the house.
And so I go in and get that one and install it and turn that on, and good gravy Marie. I mean, I got to put sunglasses on all of a sudden, and I realize that as you get used to these CFLs, they just don't put out the same lights. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So saying all that to say this.
Shuffling around the house angrily looking for a light bulb.
Yeah. You're
no,
have
actually.
To buy some bulbs on the way home.
Actually,
right?
Stops long enough by the front door. Get off my lawn.
Actually, I was excited because I thought one that I was going to be able to replace actually is an incandescent light. I don't have very many incandescent lights in the house. And so, but that one I couldn't use. And so then I went someplace else and found it and brought it in there and did that. And Jackie's standing there the whole time shaking her head going, really? Really?
Scott's got a yellow bug light over the sink, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, man, it's a black light. Yeah. Light. It's cool. But anyway, if you don't like the compact fluorescent lights, CFLs, then it's time to start hoarding your incandescents. It's true that not all incandescent light bulbs are banned, just the ones that Americans use the most. January 1st, the standard 100-watt incandescent bulb went bye-bye. And next year on January 1st, the 75-watt incandescent goes bye-bye. And then in 2014, it's the 60 and the 40 watt. Okay.
Yeah.
So there you are.
That's okay.
Now, myth number two.
I have to take my dead cold hands off the.
Yeah, really.
My incandescent bulb.
Most
alternatives to incandescents use less energy, some a lot less. But energy use is not the only concern a typical consumer has. Others include seizures caused by flickering. Have you heard about this?
Mm-mm.
Well, I've heard about, you know, people that have seizures and, like not being around black lights and stuff like that.
So what they say.
Yeah.
The third myth, alternatives to incandescents are unsafe. That's not true. Now, they do have mercury in them. Matter of fact, enough that the EPA recommends a 10 to 11 step process for cleaning up broken CFLs. But again, it's the federal government. They can't do anything in two steps. They're going to give us 10 to 11 steps. Now, fourth myth is that you'll save money. Most alternatives use less energy, some substantially less, although the bulbs cost more up front and they don't last as long as consumers expect. Have light bulbs ever lasted as long? I mean, it says on there 2,700 hours. Have you ever timed them? You ever do that?
No, I have children.
Now, yeah. Now, one thing
we measure time in seconds around my house.
Yeah. Chase, here's my Tom Turbyville moment. You ready?
Oh, we're having a ton of them right now. I'm waiting on Ben to call.
In the ceiling fans, those little lights seem to burn out a lot, and I've taken to dating them when I put them in to decide how long they last. Just saying.
Tom, you're loving this, aren't you?
I am. So you mean you like
Scott is pretty much full on embrace the crazy.
Yeah.
Like with a black marker you have.
Yeah, sure, exactly.
Doesn't that diminish? I mean, doesn't it? Yeah. I mean,
well, no, there's a ceramic base on the CFLs. So you can write it on there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I mean, if you care. Heck yeah. All right, that's enough.
Well, be sure and let me know how many hours you get out of that.
Yeah.
So,
when that when you turn that thing on, supposed to report in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When that thing pops off, we want to know.
First thing on Wednesday morning. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that's the other thing. In one of the places, you know, where you got four lights, you know, one of them hasn't changed out yet, so it's kind of yeller looking, and the others are bright.
Oh,
no. You know, that's, you got to hate when that happens. All right.
Yeah, and when a light bulb burns out, why does it tease you with the little flash on first, and then it goes off?
You ever notice that? Hey, little buddy, I wouldn't have given you the whole shot if I knew it was going to kill you.
Yeah, exactly.
Too much electricity.
Exactly.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, we're doing great. How about you?
Hey. You know, if you write the date on that light bulb thick enough, then you'll have wall art projected onto the side of your wall.
Hey, Brazos Valley, if you plan on making a resolution to get in shape this year, then check out AeroFit. The kind, professional staff will help you get on track to make you the healthiest you can be in 2012. Voted best of the Brazos for 9 years, AeroFit has so much to offer you and your family. In addition to AeroFit's wonderful staff, AeroFit offers you the finest in fitness facilities, such as indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track, and volleyball. And now, with the addition of two new 24-hour express centers, AeroFit offers four locations to better serve you. You can't find this much exercise excitement anywhere else but AeroFit. Join now for only $19.99 per month. Check out all the fun exercise options AeroFit has to offer you. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
You know you're going to feel great. We're Total Fitness, AeroFit for life.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 725 is brought to you by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. Go to csmedcenter.com to learn more. Well, the rain's out of here pretty much. Anywhere from about 0.4 of an inch of rain up to almost an inch of rain here in Brazos County. Down toward Houston, quite a bit heavier rain down there. But nonetheless, anything we get, we're glad to have. 20% chance of maybe some kind of drizzle out there this morning. 55 for a high, 39 tonight. Then tomorrow, 64 will be our high. That's probably the warm temperature for the week. 38 tomorrow night as the winds pick up a little bit. Then on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, high temperature will be in the 50s. Probably have a freeze on Thursday night, so you know at about 28. Right now, humidity is 89%. Winds are from the west at 10. Overcast skies, and we have 44 degrees out there.
Folks everywhere know that FiberMax cotton means high yields, longer fiber, and remarkable quality. But what they might not know is that for cotton growers like me, FiberMax makes a global impact. You see, the cotton I raise right here is in demand by buyers
from mills worldwide, like me. Our mills specify the quality of FiberMax, and we come to America to secure it. So this season,
plant high-yielding FiberMax cotton from Bayer Crop Science, and weave a global connection of quality that is pure FiberMax.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
State Senator Gary Lambert, described as a New Hampshire surrogate for Mitt Romney, is frustrated with the primary process. He's mad that Romney is not getting enough love from the Republican base. "I don't get it," Mr. Lambert said at a recent event. "This isn't about picking a favorite. It's not about picking somebody you like. It's not even about picking somebody with your own beliefs and principles. This is about picking somebody who can beat Obama, period." His lecture wasn't over. He said, "I'd like to get right to the point. Look, we know how this movie is going to end. Mitt Romney is going to be the nominee. Forgive me, and with all due respect to all my friends out there, the way I look at it, the sooner we get it over, the better. And we can save the money because in the end, guess who we're after? We're after Obama." Now, with all due respect, Mr. Lambert, we don't know how this movie is going to end. Otherwise, we could just skip the primaries and coronate the nominee. And believe it or not, Mr. Lambert, most Republicans don't need you to explain that we want Obama out of there. More important, it is about picking someone with conservative beliefs and principles and the fortitude needed to turn this country around, which means We don't want a squish or a moderate liberal Republican. So you're right about one thing. You don't get it. And sadly, among the Republican establishment, you're not alone. Sadly.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Expensive legal fees should not stand between you and your New Year's resolution. If you've resolved to finally make that will or living trust to protect your loved one, just go to LegalZoom.com. If this is the year to take control of your finances and start your own business, LegalZoom.com. Their step-by-step process makes it simple, and you get total customer support, including attorney help if you need it. Over 2 million people have saved a small fortune by using LegalZoom, including many of those who started companies on the Inc. 500 list. Maybe that's why they're so successful. For personal and business documents that have been accepted in courts and government agencies in all 50 states, you can trust LegalZoom. Attorney support is provided through independent attorneys available in most states. LegalZoom is not a lawyer, and self-help services are provided at your direction. For a better way to do the law, go to LegalZoom.com.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 3 consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:30, 43 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today, but pretty much the rain's out of the forecast. High in the mid-50s. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Monday morning's rainfall was a contributing factor in a crash south of Hearn that killed a Calvert man. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says Highway 6 was closed for more than 2 hours in front of the Derek Scott Auto Park.
You know, I want the rain, obviously, but I want people to slow down and realize that 70 miles an hour is for a perfect ideal conditions, and obviously we don't have that today.
The victim, 20-year-old Anthony Tostado, was driving a car that crossed into oncoming traffic and hit another vehicle. Sometimes just doing your job makes you vulnerable to crime. Such was the case Monday night for a food delivery driver in College Station. Police say the man was making a delivery about 10:45 in the 2300 block of Longmire when he was robbed at gunpoint. The victim told police the suspect was either an Hispanic male or female. He couldn't say for sure because the suspect was wearing a hooded sweatshirt and had a high-pitched voice. No one was hurt. Officials at Texas A&M University received nationwide reaction before kickoff of Sunday's Denver Broncos playoff game. That was after a parachutist flew into Mile High Stadium carrying a flag with the words "The 12th Man" emblazoned on it. That, of course, is a Texas A&M University trademark.
Obviously, with 350,000 former students across the country, there's our best eyes and ears. We got a lot of reports about a potential infringement. Our first step when we receive a potential word of infringement is education. And through social media application such as Twitter, you know, we were able to immediately claim ownership of the 12th Man mark to tens of thousands of people.
University VP for Communications Jason Cook says the university doesn't want to dilute the 12th man, as has happened with other brand names. A&M has a contract with the Seattle Seahawks for limited use of the trademark, which Cook says provides additional proof of ownership. If you're planning to make a trip to the Brazos County Vehicle Registration Office this Friday, you'll need to change your date or location. That's because the state is installing new equipment. Tax assessor collector Christy Rose says for those who have to renew your vehicle registration on Friday, do it online, or you can go to local Kroger or HEB stores.
They have to have that renewal from the state, and it can only be a current registration that's being renewed. They obviously can't do title transactions or anything like that. We have notified all of the dealerships in the county to let them know that we'll not be able to transact their business either. So anything that they need to get into us, they'll have to get in early, or they'll have to wait until next Tuesday because, of course, Monday is a holiday.
The Brazos County Property Tax and Voter Registration offices are open for regular business hours. Electricity usage in Texas went up 5% in 2011.
The Electric Reliability Council of Texas, Dottie Roark, says they're not surprised.
In fact, this is for 3 years, three consecutive years, we've broken our all-time peak demand and our winter peak demand record. We broke that in 2010 and 2011.
Roark says temperature extremes, along with more people moving to the Lone Star State, can be blamed on the increase last year. She says the use of wind energy went up by 1% in 2011, now responsible for providing 8.5% of the total energy for the state. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
If you watched Monday's national championship game, you may have seen a BP commercial the company bought promoting their cleanup efforts along the Texas and Louisiana Gulf Coasts. Steve DeMarco is a Texas A&M oceanographer who spent time researching the aftermath of the 2010 oil spill and says the company's claims appear to be true.
Water in the ocean and the surface waters on the continental shelf near the borders of Louisiana and Texas, we saw no residual effects and no chemical signature of that spill.
The Deepwater Horizon well caught fire and exploded in April of 2010. An oil spill that followed continued unabated until July. And former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee has endorsed Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst for U.S. Senate. The Fox News commentator and former Southern Baptist preacher is influential among Christian conservatives and operates his own political action committee. Dewhurst is the frontrunner to replace Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison, who's retiring next year. The endorsement will help Dewhurst fight off criticism that he's been too moderate while serving as lieutenant governor. WTAW News Time is 7:35, 43 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What if picking a doctor was as easy as using an app for iPhone? You could choose a physician, clinic, or ER close to your house. Find a family medicine doctor or choose a specialist. Read bios, evaluate experience, and check office hours. Even watch videos of doctors explaining their practice philosophy. Then click to call for an appointment and driving directions. Well, it is that easy with St. Joseph's free SJ Now app for iPhone. Download yours from the App Store today.
It happens every year. We attend numerous holiday parties and enjoy great food, family, and friends, only to find ourselves with unwanted additional weight gain. Hi, I'm Terry Nelson, certified health coach with Take Shape for Life. I've helped countless people lose weight in just a few short weeks, so whether you need to lose 10 pounds or 100 pounds, I can help. Please call me at 492-3559 for your free Take Shape for Life consultation. That's Terry Nelson at 492-3559.
Are you trapped in your current car loan? Think you're upside down? Owe too much and can't get out? Well, turn your radio up! It's an official auto loan payoff event going on this week only at Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group will pay off your current lease or auto loan regardless of miles or condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, so you can drive home a new car or truck for possibly less. Yes, less than you're paying now. Plus, at Sterling Auto Group, zero down delivers. Brand new 2012 GMC Sierra pickups with zero down, just $289 per month. And only Sterling wants to approve your credit today, even if it's less than perfect. 0% APR for 60 months is also available on select models. It doesn't matter what other car ads say. What matters is what you pay, and you'll pay less at Sterling Auto Group. Yes, less. Sterling Auto Group. We make it easy. 205 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 72 months at 3% APR plus TT&L and fees with approved credit. Zero APR, $1,667 per thousand finance. Trade balance carried to new loan. All incentives to dealer. Stock number 202.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Lots of leftover cloudiness for today, but we won't be seeing the type of storminess we had yesterday across parts of the state, especially our part. Temperatures 50 to 55. It'll become partly cloudy overnight, lows near 40. Sunshine for tomorrow. Temperatures are probably going to be near 65. It'll be partly cloudy and 40 to 45 tomorrow night. Looking ahead to Thursday, partial suns in the forecast. Highs on Thursday, 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There will be just one new member of baseball's Hall of Fame inducted in July. That'll be Barry Larkin. We'll talk about that. Of course, the BCS championship game last night. We'll hear from the winners and the losers. High school basketball tonight, and we'll talk Aggie football and more. All that coming up in sports.
Yeah, I don't want this to be a sports show. We got a whole station for that.
Yeah.
But the idea is you got to be named on, what, 85% of the ballots?
75%.
All right, 75% of the ballots. Okay. And then we have stories about this is their fourth attempt to get in.
Right.
Well, why are they better next year?
Oh, that's always been a, you know, a question. You know, why are they, yeah, what did they do in the last year to, you know, to make you vote for them now that you didn't vote for them last year?
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
What, he was out feeding the poor on street corners? Let's put him in the Baseball Hall of Fame? And again.
Yeah.
One more time. It's baseball is just outdated in so many ways. Professional baseball.
Right. Well, next year is going to be really interesting because Bonds and Clemens and...
Yeah. No, it's not.
And
no.
Tosa and all
no.
that. It'll be their first year of eligibility.
Yeah, they just won't make it.
Yeah. I think you're right.
So what they do is they have the basic one, and then they have, what, a veterans...
They've got a veterans. They've got a broadcaster. Yeah.
Right.
So got,
and then what they'll finally do is they'll come up with a roid board later on. Like in 20 years, they'll have the roid board, and then they'll put them all
right.
in there. So do that. Okay, for all you Madman people, I know Chase Murphy is one of them. Mad Men is finally coming back to TV after a year and a half on the shelf. John Hamm was on Friday's installment of the podcast Doug Loves Movies with Doug Benson and said AMC should be picking up season 5 beginning March 25.
That's what I've heard.
But declined to say anything further than that. Reportedly, Hamm will be directing that one.
Too. Oh, cool.
So we'll see how all that works. Okay. Most recent one was probably a whole bunch of football fans from the Bayou State yesterday, but who among us has not spoken or at least yelled at our TV from time to time? Have you done that before?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been known to. Try to get over it, but, you know, yeah.
But talking to the TV usually is a sign of extreme agitation, mental instability, or...
I like the second one.
Yeah. Loneliness, but let's go with mental instability. Yeah. LG Electronics. Set to make it a more rational behavior this year with a range of TVs that respond to speech. This is coming out of the Consumer Electronics Show, Las Vegas. We're going to be hearing a lot about all these new cutting-edge type things. The
Gadgets.
Company will sell a remote with a high-end flat panel TV that contains a microphone. You can speak into the microphone to enter text on the TV for Twitter updates and web searches. You will not be able to change the channel or control the volume by yelling at your remote.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Yeah. So it won't help your team play any better either.
No, that's also true. It won't make them hold on to the football or make the catch. Smart TVs have been around for a few years, but two things are holding them back. One, the conventional TV remote is a hopeless tool when it comes to web browsing. How many buttons do you have on your remote? I was looking at that the other day. I mean, I got like 73 buttons on there. I don't even know what they mean.
Yeah, you don't use them all.
Yeah, there are like 5 buttons on there I know how to use and the rest of them that...
I know more than that.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You got your
favorites button. Do you not use your favorites button?
No, I don't
know.
Oh,
you don't?
Yeah,
I
you'd
don't
have
use
to,
my favorites
you'd
button.
Have to... You got to program in the favorites, right?
Yeah, you
got to
program in the favorites, but if you don't like, you know, searching through the whole menu to get the channel you want, there you go.
Chase Murphy smacks of everything.
Mm-hmm. I was leaving it for you.
Yeah, thank you.
It smacks of initial effort.
Yeah.
But once you do that effort, then it eliminates effort.
Yeah.
That you're smacking of otherwise.
Yeah, because after all, it's the television. All right, let's go to the phones. Hello.
Yeah, this is... a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30.
Happy New Year.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff. So far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and talking
Scott and Chase.
Laughing at their jokes and stuff.
Yeah.
So
that's all right.
Just maybe just a deal that happens on Tuesday.
Yeah,
that's not going to be that way every morning.
I'd like to have it on WCAW, but
don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just
We hope you're gathered together today.
You know, that's not that pressing.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye.
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah, a little Maroon 5.
Yeah. It's for you, sweetheart.
You know you're old when they start doing songs about you. How you doing, hon? You feeling the burn on that, huh? Come on. See? Yeah. I can just see you on the Stairmaster. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a catchy song.
It is. That's why I played it, to put that little bug in your ear.
There you go.
Yeah. So it moves like Jagger's Maroon 5. All right, there you go. 7:43. We hadn't done that. You know, it's been, during the holidays, you start getting loaded up on sweets, and the last thing you want to do is actually start jiggling your body for fear something will break loose.
Or you'll realize you're in front of a mirror.
Oh, no. Yeah. Whoa, what's that? Anyway, so we thought we'd kind of
Bad guy's really let himself go. Oh,
wait. So we thought we'd give you a week, you know, into the new year, and now, but it's time
to get back.
Time to get going. In Orlando, police arrested a 25-year-old for writing "Justice equals liberty" on the sidewalk in chalk.
Oh.
25-year-old was an Occupy protester, but just before Christmas, police arrested Tom Osmer for, quote, writing or painting advertising matter on streets or sidewalks. He's using chalk! I mean, you can go into, I believe, a local toy store, and you can actually buy
sidewalk chalk.
You can buy giant sidewalk chalk. I mean, you really can.
Oh, yeah.
Hello!
Hey, good morning. It's nothing pressing, but I'd like to ask you to please quit playing music on talk radio.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. Believe me, nothing on this show is pressing. Hello?
Moan.
Speaking of jiggling things loose, I jumped on a trampoline for the first time in 20 years last week.
Yeah, that hurt.
You found out how young you're not, didn't you?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, yeah. Did you fall into
God, my knee hurt.
That's right. He's still stuck in the spring.
Yeah. Hell! So they arrest this guy.
Is there anything that screams broken limbs faster than a trampoline?
Than a trampoline. Well,
but no, now they have those kind of enclosures. Isn't that supposed to make it safe?
Yeah, it's like a bouncy playpen now.
So now you're a pinball all of a sudden.
I remember. Yeah, back in the old trampoline days when you used to do the 1.5 flip. Now it's the bottom drop and that's about it.
Well, and you just hope you bounce back out.
And again, for oldsters, the farm patch, you know where that is.
Right.
Then the street that runs next to the farm patch is Pleasant Street. And then across Pleasant Street is the block, so right there across the street from Chicken Oil Company. That used to be a place where you could go and bounce on trampolines.
Really?
I want to say that there were 9 trampolines there, maybe 12. Okay. And you would go in and you would pay money and you would have a timed amount of time that you would get to bounce on the trampoline.
Who bounced up on the trampoline to run you off?
Now, what happened was,
come back here.
The trampolines were on ground level.
Right, exactly. Now, we had that in San Antonio.
Right.
It was at a big park with the putt-putt and the go-karts.
And you had pea gravel, around them. And, and so you would be able to go in and you would bounce like that.
And had a chain link. In a hole. Yeah.
Had a chain link fence around it. And what was really cool is to go after rain. Because you bounce real hard and the water would come up.
Yeah.
Hello?
Now, just because it's sold at a store doesn't make it legal.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I cut him off. I didn't mean to
He's
do that.
He's talking about the chalk.
I know he was. That's a good point.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things that are sold at stores that can be used in unlawful ways. Hello?
My trampoline cost $289. My medical bill was $5,900.
Yeah, there you go. Great ROI there, buddy. Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, never go to one of those birthday parties at the Acrobats place because you get in that foam pit and you can never get out.
Hello?
Yeah, Tom, that was over there by the rollercade. I went by there the last time I was there, and it's still there.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah, I wonder if they've restrung the trampolines.
Exactly. Same ones Tom bounced on.
Same old webbing in there.
Yeah. I've been serving the Brazos Valley for over 14 years with the same local management with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Competitive pricing without compromising quality is our goal. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out by 5, and drive-through convenience with courteous and personal service. With four convenient locations to serve you in Bryan College Station, with the newest on Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, and one in Navasota, you know you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
You ever felt like parenting is a thankless job? Well, you're not alone. After all, being a mom or dad is a lifelong commitment with few pats on the back. But don't underestimate the importance of your role. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Medieval stonemasons who constructed the great cathedrals throughout Europe were dedicated craftsmen. These artisans spent months meticulously chiseling out the gargoyles positioned high atop the roof lines. But the masons' daily work went mostly unnoticed by the general public, and the gargoyles themselves were barely seen from the ground below. So why would these craftsmen devote such time and attention to detail that went unseen? Because it was said they carved for the eye of God. Their work behind the scenes, unrecognized in the moment, became a significant part of a larger whole that gave the cathedral its epic beauty. As a father and leader of an organization dedicated to helping families, I'm reminded that the investment we parents make is a lot like those stonemasons. Much of our efforts take place behind the scenes and go mostly unnoticed by others. Still, we recognize there's a higher purpose involved, so we keep chiseling away until our children's character is fully formed. But parents, your efforts will eventually be appreciated. Why? Because there's no greater gift to society than a human being raised to have character, honor, and integrity. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over a million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
Tuesday morning, one more time. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take another look at sports. It's 7:51. Alabama got a second chance and made the most of it. The result was Alabama's second BCS national championship in three seasons, their eighth overall. Avenging a 9-6 overtime loss to LSU and its only loss 2 months ago, the Crimson Tide turned in a suffocating defensive effort and blanked the previously undefeated Tigers 21-0 in the BCS national championship game at New Orleans. It's the first shutout in BCS title game history. Jeremy Shelley kicked field goals of 23, 34, 41, 35, and 44 yards. Trent Richardson produced the only touchdown these teams allowed in eight quarters of football when he broke loose for a 34-yard score.
The give, Trent up the middle, spins off, catch it out. Matthews going to go 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! 34 yards! yards. Put the exclamation point on some unfinished business that I believe is now finished for the Alabama Crimson Tide.
That was with 4:36 left in the game. Richardson ran 20 times for 96 yards. Tide quarterback A.J. McCarron was chosen the offensive MVP with 234 yards of passing.
We knew coming into the game somebody else had to step up. Coach just gave me opportunity. When you got a group of receivers like I have, it makes your job easy as a quarterback. And you just got to put it in their area. They go up and make the plays for you, and they make you look like the hero. But, yeah, I mean, it all falls back on those guys and that offensive line for giving me enough time.
Coach Nick Saban said, yeah, the defense was good, but the offense put them in position to score.
I think our defense did a great job, and I'm telling you what, our offense controlled the momentum and the tempo of this game from start to finish. Did a great job on special teams. Great team win. Every guy here, every fan that we have, every supporter in our program, this is great for Alabama.
They held LSU to 5 first downs, 92 total yards. The Tigers crossed midfield only once, and that was late in the game. Here's Coach Les Miles of LSU.
They're in pain. Certainly, it's not something that they wanted to endure in their last contest as a very quality team. I told them that those men that will be with us next year will certainly look to finish the season right. And those men that leave us to graduation and on to other endeavors, they've accomplished a tremendous amount.
Alabama is a solid number one in the AP final vote that was taken after the game last night. They got 55 of the 60 first place votes from the sports writers. One voter still voted LSU number one, and third place Oklahoma State got 4 first place votes. Oregon and Arkansas filled out the top 5. That means the SEC had 3 of the top 5. Southern Cal, Stanford, Boise State, South Carolina, and Wisconsin were the second 5. Baylor finished 13th, Kansas State 15th, Oklahoma 16th. The Houston Cougars 18th, and Georgia of the SEC was 19th. A&M did not receive any mention from the AP media poll, but they did get 5 vote mentions from the Coaches USA Today poll. Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin has hired a defensive coordinator to go against that SEC defense. His name is Mark Schneider. He comes from the University of South Florida. The deal was done during the coaches' convention in San Antonio. Schneider has been the defensive coordinator for the Bulls for the last 2 seasons, spent 5 years as the head coach at Marshall. He resigned there after the 2009 season. Before that, he was defensive coordinator for Jim Tressel's Ohio State Buckeyes for 4 years. While A&M has not yet confirmed any of Sumlin's hirings yet, Snyder's move was confirmed yesterday by USF head coach Skip Holtz. You ready for some Aggie baseball? The 2012 season tickets for baseball went on sale yesterday. Tickets can be purchased through the 12th Man Foundation ticket office. For the 40 home games, season tickets range from $240 to $350 each. On February the 11th, there will be a select-a-seat event for all new season ticket buyers who purchased their tickets before January the 20th. The season at the new Olsen Field at Bluebell Park starts February the 17th with a 3-game series with Illinois-Chicago. That's the first 3 of 21 straight home games that'll start the season. High school basketball tonight. Bryan plays Belton. Consol plays Harker Heights. The girls are at home and the boys are on the road. Rudder Rangers and the Pflugerville Conley go at it with the girls on the road and the boys at home. Also, Allen Academy girls and boys will host Richards. St. Joseph girls and boys will host Austin St. Dominique Savio. And Brazos Christian boys and girls travel to Kingwood Northeast Christian. Aggie basketball versus Texas tomorrow with the men on the road in Austin at 8 o'clock and the women at home at Reed Arena at 6 o'clock. The Aggie men are looking for their first Big 12 win of the year after starting out 0-2, and the Aggie women are looking for their 9th straight win over Texas. The Lady Horns are 0-2 with losses to Kansas and to Oklahoma State. Investigators searching for Green Bay Packer offensive coordinator Joe Philbin's missing son say that they will not publicly identify a body found in a Wisconsin river until today. Divers recovered the body of a man between age 20 and 25 from the river yesterday afternoon, and Packers officials are bracing for bad news. 21-year-old Michael T. Philbin was last seen at 2 a.m. Sunday morning and reported missing at 8 p.m. that night. The disappearance comes as Green Bay prepares to meet the New York Giants Sunday at home in the NFL playoffs. Barry Larkin has been selected the only new member of the Baseball Hall of Fame. The former Cincinnati shortstop got 86% of the vote in balloting announced by the baseball writers. Larkin needed at least 75%. A year ago, he fell 75 votes short. Jack Morris was next with 382 votes. That was 67%. And Jeff Bagwell, the former Houston Astro, was third in the voting with 321 votes. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville at 7:57. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee. And so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have him call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 777-979-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Are you trapped in your current car loan? Think you're upside down? Owe too much and can't get out? Well, turn your radio up. It's an official auto loan payoff event going on this week only at Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group will pay off your current lease or auto loan regardless of miles or condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, so you can drive home a new car or truck for possibly less. Yes, less than you're paying now. Plus, at Sterling Auto Group, zero down delivers. Brand new 2012 GMC Sierra pickups with zero down, just $289 per month. And only Sterling wants to approve your credit today, even if it's less than perfect. 0% APR for 60 months is also available on select models. It doesn't matter what other car ads say. What matters is what you pay, and you'll pay less at Sterling Auto Group. Yes, less. Sterling Auto Group. We make it easy. 205 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 72 months at 3% APR plus TT&L and fees with approved credit. 0 APR, 1667 per thousand finance. Trade balance, carol incentives to dealer. Stock number 202.
Hey, Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY, 55 for a high today, about 65 tomorrow, and back down to the lower 50s on Thursday and Friday. Probably have a freeze on Thursday night. 44 right now. What's going on in the news?
A fatal accident near Hearn kills a Calvert man. We'll talk to you about power consumption in the state of Texas during 2011 and BP cleanup and the difference it really is making.
WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's time to decide who to vote for in New Hampshire.
I'm still undecided.
I really don't know.
It's primary day and the Republican race may be for who finishes second to Mitt Romney. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live in Manchester.
Dave, voting booths are open, but here at the first primary, with over 50% of the voters still undecided, it's unclear what the results will be. Newt Gingrich saying he doesn't think frontrunner Mitt Romney is going to do all that well.
He's been living here, literally bought a house. He was the governor next door for years. People expected this to be his fortress. I think it's not going to be much of a fortress.
Rick Santorum saying finishing in second instead of in the middle of the pack would be a thrill.
Oh, my gosh. Just the mention of that it would be beyond our dreams.
John Huntsman also hoping for a strong finish after skipping Iowa to concentrate on the primary here. Dave?
Courtney, once again, Rick Perry has South Carolina to himself, writing off New Hampshire as a lost cause for him.
Those first two states have been pretty good about winnowing the candidates down. South Carolina picks presidents.
But Perry's a distant fifth in South Carolina polls. Syria's president cheered in Parliament after he spoke out, ever defiant about the uprising. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, in a rare public address, Bashar al-Assad blamed a foreign conspiracy for the uprising in his country and has vowed he'll strike the terrorists. He denies that he ordered the authorities to shoot protesters and says his people still support him. He was also critical of the Arab League, who has sent monitors into the country. This comes as two members of the team were injured in an attack by pro-Assad demonstrators, Dave.
And a bombing in Pakistan has left at least 25 dead, Emily. A shovel and a bloody blanket have been found in the home of a South Carolina woman whose toddler son's been missing since Thanksgiving. That mom's in jail accused of lying to police. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The deals are sizzling this winter on John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools during the Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing or choose hot cash back offers. Either way, you'll save big. Get to your John Deere dealer now. Offer ends January 31st, 2012. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Visit Supo Prater in Bryan, Navasota, Temple, Cameron, and Taylor. Or online at cptractor.com. Or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
You know, we're actually getting to the inhospitable time of the year as far as the weather is concerned. Important to you because they're pests, they're bugs that want to get into your home, your garage, maybe a building out behind your house because it'll be a better environment for them. Well, that's kind of not what you're looking for. You'd like to keep them out, as a matter of fact, whether it's roaches or spiders or fleas or any number of things out there that don't belong in your home. Let the folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of that for you. If you've already got an infestation, then they'll come in, they'll kill the ones that are in there, and they'll make sure that the other ones can't get in. See, they've been doing this for decades. They know all those crawly spaces that we don't know about. If you want to protect your investment against termites, I've had that done with ABC Home and Commercial Services, then they'll put that together for you, a program of 1, 2, 3 years, however long you want to do that, to protect your investment. And then if you want to enhance your surroundings, your yard, your gardens, your flower beds, if you want to clean those up and have them look good. And by the way, doing things right now will help when springtime comes and you want to be seeing green grass come up instead of weeds. All that can be done with one phone call. 361-0500, ABC Home and Commercial Services. They'll come out, take care of any problems you have now, prevent problems in the future. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Mommy, my ear hurts.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Don't cry. Hang on, I'll call a doctor. Oh, of course, no answer.
When you need to speak to a doctor on behalf of your child, answering machines just won't do. As a doctor, your patients want access and they need immediate answers and attention. For less than $3 per day, the friendly professional staff at Bryan 800 Answering Service works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There are no long-term contracts required. Bryan 800 Answering Service, locally owned and operated. Call 774-4800 or click bryan800.com.
This is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
WTAW News Time, 8:05, 44 degrees right now at the studios. Slight chance of showers is in the forecast for this morning, but nothing on the radar right now. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. A Calvert man is dead following a crash south of Hearn Monday morning. 20-year-old Anthony Tostado was killed in the two-car wreck on Highway 6 in front of the Derrick Scott Auto Park. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says Tostado's car crossed into the oncoming lane of the wet highway.
It was raining fairly hard at the time. It appears that Mr. Tostado's vehicle lost traction with the roadway.
The other driver, 62-year-old Martin Seweck from Kingwood, was not hurt. The crash closed Highway 6 for more than 2 hours. College Station police are investigating the armed robbery of a food delivery driver. It happened last night about 10:45 in the 2300 block of Longmire. The suspect is described as about a 5'6" Hispanic male or female with a high-pitched voice. The victim couldn't say for sure because the suspect was wearing a hooded sweatshirt. No one was hurt. Texas A&M University is responding to the use of the phrase "the 12th man" by the Denver Broncos in Sunday's playoff game. Vice President for Marketing and Communications Jason Cook says it follows a parachuter landing in Mile High Stadium waving a 12th man flag.
There's many companies that didn't aggressively protect their brands, and brand names have become synonymous with everyday products now, whether it's Kleenex or Xerox or whatever. We believe that the 12th man is part of our DNA. It's woven into the fabric of who we are as Aggies, and the 12th man is about 85,000 people yelling their lungs out at Kyle Field on Saturday afternoons in the fall. We're going to do everything that we can to protect that symbolism and that mark.
Cook says not only is the 12th man licensed to A&M, but the university has an agreement with the Seattle Seahawks for limited use of the trademark. Texans used 5% more electricity in 2011 than the year before. Dottie Roark with the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, says a very hot summer played a big part.
A lot of it was temperature extremes in the middle of the summer, as I'm sure everybody is aware of. We had probably a lot more air conditioners running during those high summer temperatures, and that reflects on that energy usage.
Another key reason was the increased population. The use of wind energy rose 1% in 2011 and now provides 8.5% of the energy for the state. Friday the 13th was the best option for the state to replace equipment at the Brazos County Vehicle Tag Office. Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says that means they'll be closed.
We expect them to come in and change out all of this equipment in one day. They're going to be here first thing Friday morning, Friday the 13th. And so we will not be able to do any type of title transactions or motor vehicle registrations. And we need to make sure that the folks in Brazos County know that if they've got something, if they have a title that needs to be transferred to keep from paying penalties for late transfer or any important business, we need you to come in before Friday of this week.
Rose says basic vehicle registration renewals can be done at local HEB and Kroger stores and online. The voter registration and property tax offices will be open Friday for regular business. An Austin advocacy group says it's concerned about the medical care Texas prisoners receive, and it could be costing you and me money.
According to Scott Medlock, director of the Prisoners' Rights Program with the Texas Civil Rights Project, the care prisoners receive is astounding.
We've had people write in that they had a simple infection that didn't get treated, they didn't get the antibiotics, the infection got worse, they ended up having to have a limb amputated.
Medlock says many prisoners have conditions that could be treated cheaply if that treatment came early. When that doesn't happen, he says treatment becomes more expensive, and as usual, Texas taxpayers have to foot the bill. In Austin, Perry Watson, TSN News.
BP used the very public stage of Monday's national championship game to tout their cleanup efforts along the Gulf Coast since the massive spill in 2010. A commercial aired during the game talked about the time and money BP has spent to clean up the area. You can believe them or not, but Texas A&M oceanographer Steve DeMarco says it's true. I promise you he does.
We didn't see much of anything, actually, in terms of anything directly related to the oil spill, and we covered a lot of ground.
DeMarco spent time researching the coast and says the cleanup has made a difference.
We didn't see much of anything in terms of residual from the oil spill in the coastal ocean.
11 people were killed in the initial explosion of the Deepwater Horizon well in April of 2010. The resulting spill continued until July. WTAW News Time is 8:10, 44 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. At Pioneer Steel, we understand this, and when you walk in our door, you're not just another customer. You're a new relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve you with the highest quality products and personalized service. For all your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel.
Pioneer Steel, call 979-589-2333. Or visit pioneerboys.com.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at nationalguard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Clouds, they'll have the tendency to linger across the area today. Temperatures will be somewhere between 50 and 55 through the afternoon. Partly cloudy weather developing tonight, lows near 40. Now, tomorrow we're going to have a good deal of sunshine. That's going to allow for it to warm up a bit. Temperatures tomorrow afternoon close to 65. Tomorrow night it's partly cloudy. Lows will be 40 to 45. Partial sun Thursday, but not as warm. Highs only 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
So it says 8:12. Of course, for the second day, we're talking about tattoos in church, which we just did that
yesterday. Pretty much our theme for the week, right?
Well, I don't know about that. At least the first 2 days. Mm-hmm. Okay, Justin Bieber. Okay. It says here Justin Bieber got a picture of Jesus on his calf. Now,
how does he know what he looks like?
Oh, come on, Chase. We all know. Yeah. Flowing locks, light from above. Blue eyes
and, sandy blonde hair.
Yeah,
right. Because I'm sure that's what a Jewish carpenter would look like. Just saying.
And he's describing Justin Bieber.
Right? Okay. Yeah. And clean shaven except for the beard. Yeah. I got the little chin beard thing going on. Anyway, it says here that he's not a diehard churchgoer. MTV reports that the teen wonder boy, their words, says he's much more focused on praying and thinks a lot of folks who are religious can get lost during their journey. I'm trying to figure out why he feels like he needs to have a picture of Jesus tattooed on his calf. Does that make any sense?
In times of despair, will he look down at his leg and gain inspiration?
I suppose. I'm sorry, or what?
For healing power.
That's it. Okay. Maybe Bortz will talk about this. Maybe he has. An elementary school in Georgia in hot water for allegedly using examples of slavery to pose math problems. The Beaver Ridge Elementary School in Norcross, Georgia, reportedly asked questions like, quote, each tree has 56 oranges. If 8 slaves pick them equally, then how much would each slave pick? I mean, really? Did they really do that? Parents obviously a little bit angry about this, demanding an apology and diversity training for teachers. School district officials say they will work with teachers to come up with more appropriate lessons. In what world did they think that that was any kind of appropriate? But if they're going to be more appropriate now. Norcross, Georgia.
No kidding.
Norcross, Georgia. How would you like to be the?
It's got
to
be it's got to be a suburb of Atlanta, doesn't it? Sound like one?
No. Norcross. I'm not sure about that. Okay. It may well be. Hey, Snoop Dogg got in trouble over the weekend.
What'd the dog do?
Same thing Willie did in the same place.
What'd the doggy do?
That's right. It was the exact spot. It says where Willie was busted for marijuana in 2010.
Did the doggy have some marijuana?
Yep.
Did he?
Cited and released. Court date will be January 20th.
Hudspeth County, Texas.
Sierra Blanca. Yeah, Sierra Blanca. Be the white place.
What was the dog doing there?
Well, I don't know. That's where he crossed back over. He was over in Mexico.
It's free country.
I don't hang with him.
Well, I know, but, sure. You get a big celeb in Texas, you can't.
They just expect you to know everything.
That's true. Yeah, if you'll go out to Hawaii and live out there, they don't bother you. At least you can see him coming, So, anyway, but Snoop's now been booked. Maybe the judge will let him do a concert while he's there when he goes back for his hearing.
That's what they said that they were going to make Willie do, and then they backed down from that.
That's don't know. Well,
that'd be his community service.
You're sure it would.
Sure.
Yeah, and so we go from Snoop Dogg to talking about the things at the Brazos Animal Shelter. How's that for? Is that smooth or what? All right, Crystal's here this morning. What's going on?
Well, first of all, I've been to Sierra Blanca.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Do you have a story to tell that we shouldn't know about?
Well, we definitely broke down there, and there's only one hotel, one tow truck company.
Wow.
So I don't know what they would even do there.
Well, that's the get in trouble those folks would. All right, so what's going on at the shelter?
Well, I'm here to talk about a fundraiser we're doing with a local business.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay Chiropractic Care has made us their organization of choice for the month of January.
Okay.
And basically what they do is they waive the fees for the first day of services there if you make a donation to the shelter.
Oh, okay.
So you'd go in, pay $25 or more, and you get an exam, an x-ray, and a report. That's a savings of over $100.
Okay.
You can make a donation that's more than $25, but they ask at least $25 when you go in for your exam.
Okay, and that money goes to y'all.
Yeah, and you just call and you can set up the appointment. If you can't remember what organization I said or need more information, I do have that posted on the website.
Okay.
Also, I'm here to talk about the spay-neuter rebates, which is through the month of January. We're getting pretty close, so if you want that $20 rebate for getting your little kitty or dog spayed or neutered, you need to do that by the end of this month. And all the details, again, are on the website. And guess what we have?
I have no idea.
You're on the edge of your seat?
Here I am, yeah.
We have guinea pigs and rabbits.
All right, so they're bunnies.
Yes.
Yeah, I used to have bunnies.
And we actually have quite a few choices.
Oh, really? Okay.
We have two rabbits, and I think we still have six guinea pigs.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think people call around and say, like, I think I'm going to drop my guinea pig off. You should drop yours off, too. Because we have six now.
Goodness. Okay. But these are pretty good pets. They
absolutely
really are.
And they're actually really social guinea pigs,
right,
believe it or not.
Well, I had a bunny that was social. They can be. Yeah.
Yeah, and our bunnies have warmed up. I think they're getting used to the litter box training we're doing.
There you go. There you go.
But if you're looking for a pet and maybe a dog or a cat is too much for your household, or you may not have the time for a dog or a cat, a bunny or a guinea pig might be perfect for your family. So if you'd like to come and see them, remember, we're down by the Expo Center just off of Leonard Road.
Mm-hmm.
For more information, you can find us on the web, BrazosAnimalShelter.org. You can find us on Facebook, or you can call us at 775-5755.
There you go. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You bet. Visit with the folks in Brazos Animal Shelter on Tuesdays on WTAW. And for 2 weeks in a row, we must be living right. Royce Hickman here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
Well, I appreciate the comment.
Sure.
Maybe I'm the one living right. See?
So, yeah, you're in again today, and we're a week closer to some of the stuff we talked about last week.
Well, you know what? I'm just thinking, while Crystal was reporting, that 2 weeks from tomorrow is the Economic Outlook Conference.
Sure.
We've been talking about that for a while, but it is upon us. They told me yesterday that the ticket sales have really picked up on that. And I know last week we were over 200. So last 2 years, that event sold out. So you need to be thinking about that if you want to come. The Economic Outlook Conference is Wednesday, January the 25th. Begin at 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll have you out of there by 1:30 or 2 in the afternoon. It's over at the College Station Hilton. And great lineup of speakers. A lot of people think it's the best overall lineup we've had. The keynote speaker at lunch will be Bill Byrne, athletic director for A&M, and he's going to talk about the impact of athletics on our community, the economic impact. And, you know, we're going to kind of get him to talk a little bit about what the SEC, moving into that conference, might do. I know they travel a lot better than Big 12 schools.
Sure.
And got quite a record of national championships.
Yeah,
it,
I was going to say,
row?
Yeah, they feel like, oh, we got new people we can whoop up on, and so they want to come in, and, you know, we don't want them to do that, but if they'll leave their money here, we really like that.
Yeah, we want them to leave a lot of money here. But Dr. Ronnie Volkening is the president and CEO of the Texas Retailers Association, so he'll talk to us a little about what's going on with retail. And then we've got the president of Indigo Research Group, Penny Ree, who's coming, and she's going to she's done a study here on the standpoint of traveling in our tourism in our community. And our standby that is so popular, Dr. James Gaines, the research economist over at the Texas A&M Real Estate Center, is going to be speaking as well. And, you know, he gets great marks every year. He does such a tremendous job. Usually talks about the national economy, what's happened, what he thinks is going to happen. Then he breaks it down into Texas and then eventually to our area. Tickets are $65. Yesterday was the last day you get them for $65. Sorry about that.
Okay.
So tomorrow. Although, seeing that I said, if you call up there today,
all
tell
right.
them Royce said.
You want the Royce deal.
Yeah, Royce deal today. And I'll go call them and tell them I messed up. But anyway, tables are $640. If you're a non-chamber member, you're welcome. It's $80 for your ticket. Title sponsors, Wells Fargo Bank. And session sponsors are St. Joseph, BTU, and College Station Utilities. Real quickly, business after hours on Thursday, January the 19th. That would be a week from this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be out at Briarcrest Country Club, 5:30 to 7. Those folks have done it a couple of years in a row. And I'm telling you, if you want a real good view of what they can do from the standpoint of catering and their food, they do a tremendous job of showcasing what they have out there. The Inner Circle Luncheon we were going to have in December, but we had a lot of members call us and say, Royce, it's just too busy. We can't come. We'd really like to hear Dr. Seaman. We moved that to February the 22nd. That'll be out at Traditions Country Club, 11:45 to 1. Aggieland Business Park is our sponsor. Tickets are just $25 table of eights, $300. Again, that's the Inner Circle Luncheon for Inner Circle members, Dr. Jeff Seaman. Just a reminder, if you're interested in looking for a job or you want to post one, they're still free to post for chamber members. Go to our website, www.bcschamber.org, and hit the job board deal. And Reynolds & Reynolds sponsors that for us. Two ribbon cuttings this week, College Station ISD Education Foundation, 11:30 today on Welch Road, and then Perwine Winery on Harvey Road tomorrow at 4:30. And we hope you'll come out and join us for those. A Platinum Member Spotlight this week is Scott & White Health Plan, and also Scott & White, we're really lifting both of those folks up. They certainly have a lot of things going on just south of us a little bit here
at
the hospital.
They do, yeah. Good to see it in the community.
Always good to be with you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Glad to see you here again, and we'll look for you in the next couple of weeks or so.
I'll be here soon.
All right,
I can.
There you go. It's Roy Sickman here from the Chamber. Visit the Chamber folks on Tuesdays on WTAW.
A buying break. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Looks like we were home nursing our shopping hangovers last week. The International Council of Shopping Centers says sales at chain stores tumbled 5.4%. It's the biggest week-over-week decline since way back in 1989. Analysts say unseasonably warm weather in some parts of the country added to the traditional post-holiday slowdown. You can blame tensions with Iran for the recent rise in gasoline prices. The Energy Department says the national average price for a gallon of unleaded regular rose more than 8 cents in the last week to $3.38. Corporate earnings season off to a good start. Aluminum producer Alcoa was the first Dow stock to report, and its revenue numbers were better than expected. That has futures higher. NASDAQ futures up 23, S&P futures up 13 points. I'm Marcy Norton with the Dow Jones Money Report.
We thought a charging rhino would be an impressive metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax. But because our prices are small, marketing sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He represents the tiny price you'll pay after saving 20% on everything you can fit in one OfficeMax shopping bag. It's a big deal. But our tiny rhino is charging the bag anyway. And he's out cold. Look for the OfficeMax shopping bag in Sunday's paper. Offer ends Saturday. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer, but had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Are you trapped in your current car loan? Think you're upside down? Owe too much and can't get out? Well, turn your radio up! It's an official auto loan payoff event going on this week only at Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group will pay off your current lease or auto loan regardless of miles or condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, so you can drive home a new car or truck for possibly less. Yes, less than you're paying now. Plus, at Sterling Auto Group, zero down delivers. Brand new 2012 GMC Sierra pickups with zero down, just $289 per month. And only Sterling wants to approve your credit today, even if it's less than perfect. 0% APR for 60 months is also available on select models. It doesn't matter what other car ads say. What matters is what you pay, and you'll pay less at Sterling Auto Group. Yes, less. Sterling Auto Group. We make it easy. 205 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 72 months at 3% APR plus TT&L and fees with approved credit. 0 APR, 1667 per thousand finance. Trade balance carried to new loan. All incentives to dealer. Stock number 202.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is located in the Albertson Shopping Center on University Drive. Call 846-8000 or visit them on the web at spiritoftexasbank.com. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans.
Texas home, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
You may recall last week our news story. After nearly 34 years, Mike Donahoe, the Bryan Fire Chief, is retiring. As a matter of fact, Friday was his last official day. Coming up on Thursday, they're going to have an event for Mike Donahoe to appreciate his nearly 34 years of service with the Bryan Fire Department, 14 years as the Chief. Chase Murphy got to visit with Mike Donahoe upon the announcement of his retirement. It's the long-form interview, and we want to bring that to you because there's some fascinating stuff coming from Mike Donahoe. So here is our own news director, Chase Murphy, in his interview with Mike Donahoe.
First question that came to my mind is why now, and what was the motivating factor?
You know, we've had this plan. My wife and I have had this plan, and our original plan was a year from January, for a year from today, you know, this month. We had some things come up and was looking at things and looking at some monetary incentives and stuff and looking at my retirement account. And as far as the monetary incentives to stay for an additional year, it just wasn't there. We are celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary at the end of this month, and I guess it was late October, early November, I went home and told my wife that I had an early anniversary present for her and that I was looking at retiring a year ahead of schedule. And, you know, we're looking at transitioning to a different location in Texas and doing some different things, and I have some opportunities for teaching and consulting and staying involved, you know, that would make sure that the necessary monetary funds for the family would be there. And I just felt like it was an opportunity to take advantage of some things and move my plan up a year, and that's kind of what I did. And I came in, I guess it was, like I said, late October, early November, and notified the members of the department and the city of what my intentions were. And of course, they wanted to send out this press release back then, and I told them I'd rather not, just kind of wait and fade away into the sunset, and they said that wasn't going to happen.
Well, I guess my first question, kind of tongue in cheek, was your wife happy? Because I don't know if I went home and told my wife I was retiring, if she'd be too happy about that.
Well, I've told everyone, you know, for the last 5 years, there's days where I go home and I expect to find a note on our note board at home that says, "I've moved to the Texas Gulf Coast. You can join me whenever you want to." So she was very happy because this, like I said, this has been something that we've been looking at, transitioning down to the Texas Gulf Coast somewhere and having an opportunity to do the things that we really enjoy and having the means to do that. So, yeah, you know, she's definitely excited. And it's not like I'm going to retire and be home and bothering her all the time. Like I said, I'll have opportunities to travel and teach and stay involved in the emergency services, as well as be in a location where I'll be able to do the things that I like to do, you know, fish and go to the beach and those kinds of things and just be down on the coast.
I was going to say, it sounds kind of like you want to live the Zach Brown or the Jimmy Buffett lifestyle a little bit.
I'm hoping so. Like I said, I don't know that I'll get to that extravagance, but I'm hoping that I have a nice place where I'm able to enjoy the Gulf air and be down there and do the things that we enjoy doing.
Here's a great interview with Mike Donahoe, the retired Bryan Fire Chief, and we'll continue it tomorrow. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for over 14 years with the same local management with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Competitive pricing without compromising quality is our goal. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out by 5, and drive-through convenience with courteous and personal service. With 4 convenient locations to serve you in Bryan College Station, with the newest on Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, and one in Navasota, you know you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
WTAW News Time, 8:30, 44 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today with a high in the mid-50s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this final look at news for the morning. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Monday morning's rainfall was a contributing factor in a crash south of Hearn that killed a Calvert man. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says Highway 6 was closed for more than 2 hours in front of the Derek Scott Auto Park.
You know, I want the rain, obviously, but I want people to slow down and realize that 70 miles an hour is for a perfect ideal conditions, and obviously we don't have that today.
The victim, 20-year-old Anthony Tostado, was driving a car that crossed into the oncoming lane and struck a car driven by a 62-year-old Kingwood man. He was not hurt. Sometimes just doing your job makes you vulnerable to crime. Such was the case Monday night for a food delivery driver in College Station. Police say the man was making a delivery about 10:45 in the 2300 block of Longmire when he was robbed at gunpoint. The victim told police the suspect was either an Hispanic male or female. He couldn't say for sure because the suspect was wearing a hooded sweatshirt and had a high-pitched voice. No one was hurt. Officials at Texas A&M University received nationwide reaction prior to kickoff of Sunday's Denver Broncos playoff game. Vice President of Marketing and Communications Jason Cook says that's because a parachutist flying into Mile High Stadium carried a flag with the words "the 12th man" emblazoned on it, which is a violation of a Texas A&M University trademark.
Obviously, with 350,000 former students across the country, there's our best eyes and ears. We got a lot of reports about a potential infringement. Our first step when we receive a potential word of infringement is education. And through social media applications such as Twitter, you know, we were able to immediately claim ownership of the 12th man mark to tens of thousands of people.
Cook says the university doesn't want to dilute the 12th man brand, as has happened with other brand names. A&M has a contract with the Seattle Seahawks for their limited use of the trademark, which Cook says provides additional proof of ownership. If you plan to make a trip to the Brazos County Vehicle Registration Office this Friday, you'll need to change your date or at least your location. That's because the state is installing new equipment. Tax assessor collector Christy Rose says for anyone who needs to renew your registration on Friday, you can do it online or go to local Kroger or HEB stores.
They have to have that renewal from the state, and it can only be a current registration that's being renewed. They obviously can't do title transactions or anything like that. We have notified all of the dealerships in the county to let them know that we'll not be able to transact their business either. So anything that they need to get into us, they'll have to get in early, or they'll have to wait until next Tuesday because, of course, Monday is a holiday.
The Brazos County Property Tax and Voter Registration Offices will be open for regular business hours on Friday. The chairman of the Texas Workforce Commission is cautiously optimistic on the latest national job numbers.
Tom Parkin says 200,000 jobs added in December is good news, but he's still concerned about the unemployment rate.
Still way too high at 8.5%, but there's some encouraging signs.
Parkin says it's too early to know if it was merely seasonal jobs added. He says although Texas is doing better than most other areas, there is still an impact here.
Because no matter how well we do in Texas, if the pie is shrinking economically at the national level, we're going to feel the effects.
Parkin visited Lubbock, recognizing some of the region's top employers. In Lubbock, Matt Ernst, TSN News.
If you watched Monday's national championship game, you may have seen a BP commercial the company bought promoting their cleanup efforts along the Gulf Coast. Steve DeMarco is a Texas A&M oceanographer who spent time researching the aftermath of the 2010 oil spill and says the company's claims appear to be true.
Water in the ocean and the surface waters on the continental shelf near the borders of Louisiana and Texas, we saw no residual effects and no chemical signature of that spill.
The Deepwater Horizon well caught fire and exploded in April of 2010. An oil spill that followed continued unabated until July. And a Texas Senate committee will examine how current and future drought conditions may hurt the state's capacity to generate electricity and could leave some areas without enough power. The Senate's Business and Commerce Committee today will analyze response plans and identify parts of Texas that could be affected by a lack of power production capacity. Planners are rushing to approve coal-fired power plants, expand nuclear facilities, and create more wind power as to meet the rising demands of the state's growing population. WTAW News Time is 8:35, 44 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. More local news today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Function as a lead software applications developer on a programming team. Requires a bachelor in computer engineering, computer information systems, engineering electronics technology, or electrical engineering, and 5 years of experience. Position is at Texas Engineering Experiment Station, College Station, Texas. Apply online at www.tamuengineeringjobs.com. Competitive salary, 40 hours a week. Texas A&M University System is an affirmative action equal opportunity employer committed to diversity. Employer paid ad.
David Uhrman is a jewelry designer who's popular all over the world. Lots of places where you can buy David Uhrman jewelry, including at David Gardner's. So there's something different at David Gardner's that you won't find anyplace else, and that is the David Uhrman VIP Club. Now, first of all, the reason that David Uhrman is neat, ladies like it because you can do a mix and match thing. It's a mixed metals piece of jewelry. So you've got a lot of different colors there. Also, he'll use stones in a very affordable colored stone so that you get a nice piece of jewelry that really is affordable. Prices start around $200. Now, that's true any place because that's David Yurman. But with the David Yurman VIP Club, you can rack up points for each David Yurman purchase that you make. Throughout the year, there are going to be some double point days. You'll receive double points for your birthday and for anniversary months. But basically, you're getting 10 to 20% of what you spend back to use the next year. So if you're going to buy jewelry, you basically can be rewarded for that if you choose David Yurman as you're a member of the David Yurman VIP Club at David Gardner's. And that's why people all over the state who could buy just down the street, in fact, buy from David Gardner, because, I mean, who wants to turn down the 10 to 20% that you can get? So ask about the David Yurman VIP Club. Get joined up. That way you can buy the lady in your life something that's a special deal, because it's a good value up front, and then at the end of the year, you've racked up points to use, huh? David Gardner's, 911 University Drive.
It's a night of artistry and revelry. The 2012 Opus Gala, Cirque du Opus. Saturday, January 28th at the Brazos County Expo. Enjoy French cuisine from Christopher's World Grill and the music of Emerald City. Tickets and sponsorships on sale now. And don't miss your chance to win a Rolex watch or a Marco Bicego necklace from David Gardner's Jewelers. All proceeds benefit MSC Opus. Underwritten in part by American Momentum Bank. Don't miss Cirque du Opus, the 2012 Opus Gala. Get details online at opusgala.com.
Hey, it's 8:38. Let's do some weather, shall we? Because there's weather out there. And the weather's brought to you this morning by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. Go to csmedcenter.com to learn more.
Lots of leftover cloudiness for today, but we won't be seeing the type of storminess we had yesterday across parts of the state, especially our part. Temperatures 50 to 55. It'll become partly cloudy overnight, lows near 40. Sunshine for tomorrow. Temperatures are probably going to be near 65. It'll be partly cloudy and 40 to 45 tomorrow night. Looking ahead to Thursday, partial suns in the forecast. Highs on Thursday, 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
That's right. Okay, today the Supreme Court.
Doing the whisper echo in the background.
That's right. I just wanted to join in with old Rob there.
Today the Supreme Court is going to hear arguments about whether the FCC, that's the Federal Communications Commission, should have a role in policing the nation's airwaves, or whether its indecency regulations violate the guarantees of free speech and due process. Now, up to now, the networks have successfully argued in lower courts that with a digital and cable world existing kind of side by side with network TV, getting singled out by the FCC, it makes no sense and is unconstitutional. But the government, including the Obama administration, will tell the court that networks need oversight more than ever to provide a haven for parents and children from anything goes type television that you see on cable and the internet. And here we're talking delivery system, okay? Tom and I grew up with the TV and the rabbit ears and the three channels.
Yep.
Well, there's a lot of stuff.
I remember when there was just two channels.
Yep. There's a lot of stuff out there now.
I remember when we had to watch a TV and hope something just came on.
That's right.
I watched the radio.
There is a particularly interesting phrase in the court brief that was filed by the networks. It says, quote, "Today broadcasting is neither uniquely pervasive nor uniquely accessible to children. Yet broadcasters are still denied the same basic First Amendment rights as any other media." The phrase "uniquely pervasive" comes from 1978. It was FCC versus Pacifica. That was the George Carlin deal with the seven dirty words that you couldn't say, at least between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. when kids were listening. Now we have satellite radio. Be really careful if you're listening to that and you've got your little pumpkin in the front seat, because you're liable to hear something won't be able to reach for the dial fast enough.
That's right.
You're going, what?
I remember when I had that, there was a comedy channel that...
Yeah, it's still out there.
I did a few double takes at the radio.
And again, it's there.
Because you're
It's not that you've never heard those words before. It's the context, because you're not used to hearing those words coming from the radio.
Yes. Exactly.
And so when you hear, I mean, yeah, that's almost a swerve your car moment, because, whoa, what happened there? So that's
factor right. into this, the Parents Television Council, this is the watchdog group, if you will. They claim that primetime profanity increased 69% from 2005 to 2010.
I would have thought it would have been higher than that.
Well, they used the big one, okay? They used the big one, okay? The big word. That.
Well, yeah, what are they describing as profanity? Because, I mean, you know, 2.5 men would account for that percentage
increase from one show. Yeah, from one to the other.
Yeah.
But, yeah, a 69% increase. And in the F word, its utterance is up from 11 the first 2 weeks in 2005 to 276 times just 5 years later. So there's some concern as far as that goes. And if you watch cable TV, I mean, again, you'll hear language. You'll go, wow, what, they can say that? And they can, because that's cable TV. So that's the question. Now, and we're not going to get a ruling on this for months. I mean, it's not going to happen. But
I'll say this. Mm-hmm. I mean, television's a cesspool. Can be, that's for sure. But I don't want the government telling me what my children can and can't hear.
Well, I believe one of the reasons
that's my job.
Yeah.
And so what I'm saying is I neither need nor want the government to do my job. Now, I know there are parents out there who don't want to do the job of a parent. Please stop having children.
Yeah.
Can we get you sterilized?
Well, the thing to think about is, again, they can watch stuff online right now. There's Netflix and there's YouTube and there's Hulu, or just stuff on YouTube there. But remember that every TV is sold with a V chip. So you can filter content if you want to. Not saying it's necessarily easy, but you can do that. Or you can turn it off.
Mm.
You know, you can really do that too. You can find time to do things with your child other than that. Doesn't make you a prude. It doesn't make you outside the mainstream. But I don't know that we're supposed to make the FCC the traffic cop here. And I really do. I believe that's one of the reasons that Colin Powell's son left the FCC. Didn't want to do that. Didn't want to be the one to make that decision. We got enough nanny state things going on already. And as Chase said, you know, that kind of is your job. If you're bringing them into the world, you're supposed to, you know, help them out along the way a little bit. Hello?
Yeah, there's also that old-fashioned thing called an off switch or channel selector.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's exactly right. The content, if you don't care for it, you've got the options.
It's the new year at Normandy Tractor with the largest Kubota rebates ever. Zero down payment, 0% financing, free delivery, trade-in opportunities, and a 3-year warranty. You just can't go wrong at Normandy Tractor. Buy a new Kubota L3200 DT 4-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor now with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 cash, or finance it for only $217 per month. Be sure to check out the new Kubota MX5100F. 52-horsepower tractor with Kubota front-end loader, only $18,795 or $263 a month. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find the biggest end-of-the-season inventory reduction sale on all Kubota riding lawnmowers. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, buy from Normandy Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
There you go, 845. Hello.
Does that mean fire your radio station or TV station?
Yes, exactly. And Mitt Romney will do it for you. Mitt Romney likes to fire people.
Because he enjoys it, yeah.
He does. I don't know if you heard about that or not, but he's decided that he wants to fire people and will if he can. Which is kind of interesting, you know, if you heard that earlier this morning, it'll be an unfortunate statement that he made, and it'll be taken out of context. It'll be put in his commercials against him. Because he said, I like the idea of being able to fire people, and then the rest of it is when they don't provide the service that I want. Now, what's interesting is that he was talking about that in terms of health care, which is strange because most of the time I think it's the other way around. I believe the health care provider fires you as opposed to you firing them. But that's fine. I know in some ways he wants to make us feel empowered in some way,
shape, or form.
Oh, I got a Charlie Sheen story. Do we care?
If it fills time.
We've got plenty of stuff to do.
Okay.
So
they come out with the... They come out with the people who play in at the Rodeo this year.
Oh, did they? Did. We'll do that in a minute. Quick, though, I just want, I think we need to have a moment of concern for the...
What?
Well...
What?
Tom, you're going to be happy.
Yeah.
What?
I am, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Wall Street's dismal year.
Uh-huh.
Now the real thing, it's going to hit those workers on Wall Street. Fourth quarter results come in. Banks decide on those final bonuses for the past year. And the Wall Street Journal reports that compensation is likely to fall to the lowest level since 2008 and that financial crisis.
I like to fire people that don't give me service.
But, I mean, Goldman Sachs will see their 2010 paychecks cut in half.
Oh, my goodness.
Fixed income trading businesses may get smaller by 60%. Morgan Stanley will reportedly cut bonuses by 40%. Goldman Sachs employees receive, on average, about $431,000 in 2010. This year, only $385,000. Only $385,000. How in the world can you expect them to do what they need to for only $385,000 a year?
We're going to need help. Let me go get Medicaid. Let me go get some food stamps because I didn't make enough to buy groceries.
That's right. So take it off.
$385,000, and they're going to have to try to scrape by on that. I don't know how they do it. How do these people sleep at night? All right.
Yeah.
Stuff about folks coming to the Rodeo.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
What you got here?
I am excited. You're right, Chase.
Yes, sir.
Tuesday, February 28th, when it opens up with Alabama.
Oh, yeah, really? I didn't even know they were still together.
Well, you know, I'm looking at a website, and the picture only has three of them.
I found the full list.
But three members of Alabama. So,
Who's missing?
I don't know, one of them.
Well, there's the fat guy. And then
it's the fat guy.
He's missing?
Yeah, the fat guy's missing.
Teddy Gentry?
Gentry's the skinny
tall,
one.
Skinny one.
Jeff.
And
Jeff. Then, Jeff.
Then somebody, Mark, somebody is the drummer. And then, All right, so no, go ahead.
Yeah, there you go.
They got a good football team, though.
Yeah.
Wednesday, Feb 29, Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Thursday, March the 1st.
The 1st?
Lady Antebellum.
That's a good group.
That girl got married over the weekend.
She did.
And the two guys were so busy they couldn't be there.
What?
That's right. I'm just saying.
Or they just...
I'm not just
singing by themselves?
She's been to Texas A&M basketball game.
There you go.
So, Friday, March the 2nd. That's Black Heritage Day. And so John Legend will be there. That'll be kind of awesome.
All right.
Luke Bryan, not sure who he is. Sunday, March 4th, that's obviously the day for the kids because big time rush. And plus the single most annoying person on television today, China Ann McClain from Ant Farm. That's a Disney show that finds its way into my home from time to time and engages my gag reflex every time I see that child come on the screen.
There you are.
March 5th, Eli Young Band. Mm-hmm. The 6th, Enrique Iglesias. Mm-hmm. The 7th, Blake Shelton. March 8th, Z.
Yeah.
Top.
Don't have to travel far.
No. March 9th, Paint the Rodeo Pink Day. Reber.
Reber's coming back.
Reber McIntosh.
Yeah. She don't have big hair anymore. You know.
March 10th, Chris Young. March 11th, that's my dad's birthday, is Go Tejano Day. Duelo and La Arena. Original Banda El Lemon. Yeah.
Okay.
I know it's pronounced
there
different. So
just get to March 12th.
March 12th. This is why Tom and I would be happy.
Yeah.
Zach Brown Band.
They're coming. Yeah. Good. And Spring Break Stampede, they're calling.
They are something else.
They're a good group. I hate to go and pay money and see them only sing for an hour, though, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But anyway.
And in some really bad seats, so.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, you can see and not hear or hear and not see. Which way do you want?
Yeah, that's true. You know, I go to the Woodlands and sit back on the grass and you can barely see them, but as long as they got the big screen and you can hear their music, why not?
Mm-hmm. Right. March the 12th is Zach Brown Band. March the 13th is Miranda Lambert.
She's a good one.
Uh-huh. March the 14th is the band Perry.
Oh, yeah.
They have a very depressing song that they sing. March the 15th is Jason Aldean. March the 16th is Train. That might not be too bad.
By the way, the band Perry sang the national anthem at the Cotton Bowl.
Oh.
That was the band Perry.
Okay.
They sang the national anthem. There you go.
17th is Brad Paisley. Oh, wow. Man, I'd pay money to see him.
Mm-hmm. And the They expect people
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah. You'd have to. Yeah. Sorry, your media credentials won't let you in.
Sadly.
Yeah.
Then the, but I'm the announcer at A&M basketball game. Yeah. Yeah. I'm the voice of Kyle Field. I don't care who you are, sir. You're
sorry, it's $29.95.
Yeah. March the 18th, it all ends with Alan Jackson.
So. Yeah. There you go.
That's a good lineup.
Yeah, it really is.
Start with Alabama, ending with Alan Jackson and Zach Brown Band and Brad Paisley in between.
And lots of fried food out there on the Midway.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, yeah.
Smelling right. Like poop.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. All right.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Kiss the satellite and the phone company goodbye and discover the difference with Suddenlink. And unlike any other companies, Suddenlink gives you this. They'll give you TV, internet, phone, and home security. You've got Suddenlink to go to take your TV with you on the go. And there's Suddenlink on demand. Suddenlink on demand has over 9,000 hours of free programming. And again, on demand. Watch it when you want to. Of course, there's the blazing fast internet, which is faster than DSL. And you get free access to ESPN3.com. And right now, you can get high-speed internet for $15 per month and advanced digital TV for $27 a month when you bundle. Suddenlink gives you all of that. And there's so much more. Give them a call at 1-800-915-1866 or visit Suddenlink.com. I can't tell you how many times the difference in having a DVR, the difference in having that high-speed internet, the difference in having the phone service at my house for Suddenlink, it's incredible. And the home security is available here now, too. So find out about that. The high-speed internet, $15 a month. Advanced digital TV, $27 a month when you bundle. 1-800-915-1866 or visit Suddenlink.com for more information.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is located in the Albertson Shopping Center on University Drive. Call 846-8000 or visit them on the web at spiritoftexasbank.com. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 6 or 7 minutes till.
By the way,
yeah,
I just hate to leave wrong information out there. Alabama, Jeff Ward is still there. He just lost a lot of weight. That is him in the picture. It's the drummer that's not there. So
okay.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, but he's lost a lot of weight.
Oh, they don't need a drummer anymore.
Well, he hosts that show in Austin, too. You know, he's got his own talk show. Jeff Ward.
Oh, did I say Jeff Ward? See, there's something else wrong. His name is Jeff Cook. Thank you. There you go. Jeff Cook. There
right
you go.
There.
See how many wrong things I'm getting one
okay.
Second.
American occupiers in Zuccotti Park. Uh-huh. Made famous the phrase the 1%, right, to protest wealth and the disparity within U.S. America.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the world can throw that term right back at us. Branko Milanovic, he's going to be touring next year with the Harlem Globetrotters. Now, he's a world economist, writes a book called The Haves and Have-Nots. So today, when you go eat some prepackaged food or something, mm-hmm. I want you to feel badly. I really do, because to the other half, to half of the world, in fact, more than half of the world, we as Americans are the one percenters. So understand that. There's 60 million people who constitute 1% of the income earners in the globe, and we are it. So you feel bad now?
Mm-hmm.
You feel bad?
Awful.
Okay.
Wait, what? Oh, never mind.
I wasn't paying attention. That's all right.
I was ordering something on Amazon. Okay.
this study, a bit of a head scratcher. It comes from across the pond, but the British Medical Journal says researchers have claimed that raising the speed limit mm-hmm. from 70 to 80 miles per hour. Of course, they use kilometers, but I guess they changed it for us. Raising the speed limit from 70 to 80 would lead to an increase in obesity. Authors of the study say a higher limit would increase gas emissions and air pollution and could lead to increased obesity with more people taking advantage of shorter car rides. I mean, do you see how you can take anything?
That's right.
And more obesity leads to more gas emissions.
God.
There just, we go. We brought it to a good level there.
Incredible.
I had to find a way.
Thank you.
I'm not going to let the phrase gas emissions go by.
No. Because after all, we need to be in fifth grade. Numbers of radio stations in the world. You got any idea? Any idea at all? How many radio stations there are in the world?
There's just one, Scott.
That's right. That's right.
11, and it may 11, be a winner.
11,000.
Yeah.
33,000. I mean, I had no idea. I had no idea at all.
33,000.
Yeah. All right, here you go. Man. Just to remember that we could have a lower common denominator out there on television. Fox is planning to offer new animated material late on Saturday nights with an experimental new digital channel. Saturday's 90-minute cartoon block would begin at 10 o'clock local time. Fox hasn't programmed aggressively in late nights in a while, and they want to do something up against Saturday Night Live. If you've ever seen Adult Swim, it's pretty scary stuff to be there coming out of your television in an animated form. Oh, Joan Collins, you see this?
No.
She's going to be the new face of Snickers.
She's going to be new flattened diva? Somewhere?
Yeah,
I know. Like
yeah, she's going to have a log hit her? What's going to happen?
Yeah.
They were filmed and apparently filmed an ad campaign in London last week. Yeah, I'm going to...
Will it be on Super Bowl?
Well, that, don't you think?
Yeah,
probably. I mean, I would imagine that's probably where it'll be.
Yeah.
And let's see. Oh, the Japanese are messing with turbans.
You mean the hats or what? Well, the Indians are going to get really mad about it.
Air wind turbines.
Oh, I see. Okay.
A lady in England dropped 84 pounds after gastric bypass surgery, but it turns out the surgery itself had nothing to do with it. New York Post reports Karen Knight wanted to keep up her weight loss momentum after the surgery, so she started exercising. Little did she realize the gastric band on her stomach actually broke during one of her workouts. Doctors say in the end, she lost the entire 84 pounds on her own through diet and exercise. So good for her.
Did she get her money back? For the bypass?
Yeah.
I mean, the band broke.
I mean, after all, right?
I mean, yeah. Take the band in.
Yeah, if I went to a concert and the band broke, I'd get my money back. So why wouldn't I? All right.
You're right.
All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
The Radio Corporation of America, sometimes known as RCA, in 1949, announced a new 7-inch 45 RPM, that's revolutions per minute, phonograph record. Soon the 45, of course, changed the pop music business. And in 1984... this lady became the first female recording artist since Bobby Gentry to be nominated for 5 Grammy Awards. Do you have any idea who that would have been? 1984. Pretty scary.
Laura Branigan.
Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, girls just want to have fun.
Yeah, where is she today? Now, this is odd. In 1990, Time Warner was formed from the merger of Time and Warner Communications.
Right.
10 years later, Time Warner bought AOL. How'd that work out for you?
You still got it. You can't get rid of it.
You got a minute. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Meryl Streep had to come up with her interpretation of Margaret Thatcher without ever meeting her, she says. She watched videos and remembered the day that Thatcher spoke at her daughter's college and saw her on a lecture at Northwestern, but never met her, and she's going to be nominated for an Academy Award for her portrayal.
Looks like her.
Yeah, looks like her, too. Ryan Seacrest says that he's going to stay at least through his contract.